You know what's funny?
Oh, really?
You're welcome, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's funny, man.
Yeah, I've been saying since 2020, the competition is crazy in Miami, but it wasn't until FedEx released his video on Miami versus Columbia on where it made me realize what the fuck y'all are really up against. High respect, y'all are literally playing dating on veteran.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like,
yo, telling you, bro.
We've been telling y'all this since fucking 2020, man. Like, no offense to FedEx or whatever, like, but, like, you guys got to get it that, like, most of these dating guys, they're not in a very difficult major city. They're in Colombia.
Brazil.
Yeah. Fucking Philippines.
Thailand.
You know, Thailand, yeah. Like Poland or some shit like that. Like, a lot of these guys are in countries where you have a huge advantage as an American citizen. Bro, try being in Miami and dealing with these girls, bro, where you're literally competing against fucking Rick Ross or Jamie Foxx or Future or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I've lost girls to Lil Wayne. I've told y'all this, right? So... because athletes are here, celebs are here, and the thing is that celebs all have a second home here, right? You got YouTubers, all that shit, man. They're always here. So it's like, it's very, very competitive, man. Like, you know, when you go to Colombia, you go to these other places, bro, and you're an American citizen, it's fucking easy mode. But you come here, it's like, if you ain't got some money or you ain't got some status, it's going to be tough, man.
But you know what's funny? Even with money, they can go anywhere they want to. Celebrity, rapper, artist, athlete. So why are they going to chill with you?
Yeah.
You need more than just money, especially in Miami.
Yeah. And the girls are rude, you know what I mean, and they're entitled. You guys see it on the show. And the thing is that a lot of these girls, they're not from Miami. They're from other places, but they come here and then they get infected with the Miami mindset. So, yeah, bro, it's tough being here. It's tough. And that's why I always said that we're the number one men's podcast, because we're actually in the United States in one of the hardest cities to deal with females, bro.
We do a podcast that makes it even harder because, oh, you're from that podcast.
Yeah,
you're misogynist.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
Oh, thank you. But no, we actually like women.
Yeah, that should
we
be.
We actually do it.
That should be hurting. That should be hurting the chances, man. But
that's
it's all
your
good.
Homeboy? Oh, my God. I hate you guys.
Yeah, like, why did FedEx come to Miami? Like, bro, he was in Columbia. Like,
bro, Columbia is boring, bro. I'm telling you. That's what Casey left. That's what he left. Listen, it's cool for a little bit.
Is that
bit.
Why? He said because it's boring?
I already know, bro. I was there for like a
Does
month.
Anybody in the chat know why? I didn't get a chance to talk to him, so I didn't get to ask him.
Has to be because he's bored, bro. Has to be. Why would you leave? It's cheaper, hot girls, but it's boring.
It's not boring, bro.
What would you do in Columbia every day? What would you do?
What would I do if I was there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go to the gym. I'd train, film the pod.
What else?
I mean, bro, some of us like to be inside, nigga. Now everybody's like you and wants to drive
well,
on and fucking.
On.
You're like,
yo,
fucking
hold on.
Nigga
hold
fresh
on.
Want to always like be outside, man. Like, yo, some of us like to be inside and chill, man.
To be fair,
fuck, man,
you could do the same thing here.
Nigga, man.
So why Columbia?
Huh?
You could do the same stuff here in Columbia. Why Columbia?
The bitches aren't annoying like here. They're not as annoying.
They're all the same.
Yeah, but they're
you get bored.
They're way chiller.
Or you get bored, bro.
Nah, man.
They don't talk back to you.
That's because you like to go outside, man. This nigga fresh. Always want to go on an adventure.
Let me
always want to be outside.
Let me explain something to you, right?
I got to drop my Lambo. Woo, got to be around some hoes. Like, bro. Like,
wait a minute.
Not all of us like to do that, man.
It's about having fun, enjoying life. Look, we work hard, right? But ultimately, you want to enjoy life. So look, listen, this is all I'm saying. I'm saying if I get bored, I go to Orlando. I go to the Keys.
You think everywhere's boring.
I go to Florida.
You think everywhere's boring, though.
No, Miami. I love it
yeah,
here.
But I'm saying you think everywhere's boring except for Miami.
It's true, though. Ask anyone that's been around the world. They can tell
but,
you.
But I'm saying, like, so it's not valid to say Colombia's boring.
No. Especially Colombia. Nigga, my roommate left America to go to Colombia. I know the ins and outs of it behind the scenes. I don't know why he left.
I get it, but you call everywhere boring. So I'm trying to say that you're not a good assessor of boring.
Colombia's even more boring than all the other places.
Oh, my God, bro. Look, man. The point I'm trying to make is, is that the women are better in Colombia. I will say that, than Miami. But... I mean, I don't speak the language, so whatever. And it's just, and I don't like the danger.
I would
like,
add,
I don't
though,
like the fact that you got to fuck go everywhere security, man.
But hold on. Because of the outside forces coming to Colombia, girls have been definitely changing
over
the years.
Yeah.
So it's
not
the same Colombia that we knew a couple years
your
ago.
Your Patriots fucked
your
it up.
Your passport, bro.
Yeah, your passport niggas fucked it up.
Listen, man. It's
10
different.
Years ago, Colombia was the thing that it was like a best kept secret, right? And then kind of Rouge started with the book Bang. Right. And then once internet blew up and people started getting like figuring out like, whoa, I could go to Colombia and Brazil. Done.
I got a homeboy. We went to his house, remember?
Yeah.
In Colombia. He literally showed me the game step by step. Dude, girls with boyfriends, husbands, don't matter, bro. Because these niggas got the affluence of wealth. They just pull up. I want you.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, niggas
and
be tricking
niggas
a lot, too. Yeah.
And then
niggas
paying.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro.
That's the other thing, too.
It's
they,
tough.
They be everybody be paying it.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like that's one thing I really disliked was like just fucking hookers everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Shit's annoying.
It's a nice place to visit. Good food, good culture, But the women, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know the language, it's going to be, yeah. But no, I got to ask him why he left. I'm actually kind of wondering why he left. But maybe the safety issues. Because it is kind of dangerous. I ain't going to lie, bro. That's one thing.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, right. One of Casey's boys got robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, recently, too.
It's fucking bad, bro.
Yeah. There.
All right. So I guess we'll go to the phone lines, 505-605-9740. But, yeah, I mean, FedEx went from Columbia to here. He went from easy to hard mode, man.
Listen, bro.
Oh, shit,
he gonna learn. He going to learn today. He going to learn today.
Yeah, he's going to have to adjust his game a bit, man.
Yeah, I got
but it's, he'll do fine.
Yeah.
He'll do fine. What do we got here?
Lock
him in.
I got you.
Let's see.
We have.
Give me a second. I will say this, though.
Okay. They said he left because of the danger out there and he wanted to be around people. Okay. Fair enough. He wanted just a better environment and make more money. Yeah.
AKA boring.
Yeah.
This person had donated $120.
Shout out to you, my friend.
So big up to you.
Dom DeMarco.
Dom DeMarco.
1297. You're up. That is you. 1297. You're up.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
What's up, Fred? What's up, Fit? First of all, I want to say that y'all fucking changed my life, bro. I was 21. I made some mistakes, went back to my hometown, and I got into the electrical trade, bro. I changed my fucking life, bro. I'm 23 years old now. I make about 70, 80K a year with per diem and everything.
Good stuff.
And I have a truck in my camper, and I pull my camper everywhere where there's work at. I saw the podcast y'all did with Thor, and I tried donating some money and asking a question about opening up a business without a master's license, and his response was, I'm not too sure how to answer that because it kind of is a tricky question. No. But I wanted to ask for advice on this. My dad, he passed in 2023, December 28th, December 2023, and with all his retirement accounts and his life insurance policies, thank you for condolences, man. I'm sorry. I didn't catch what you said. But with that, his money, like, totaled up is around, like, $1.5 million. And between my three brothers split up between us, we're all going to probably get around, like, $400,000, $500,000 each. And I'm just trying to get some advice onto what you would do in this situation, because I'm 23 years old right now. I have no property to my name. The only assets I have are my truck and my camper, all my tools, you know? And right now I was named primary beneficiary on a $450,000, life insurance policy, but I'm splitting that with my brothers. So I'm going to be getting 150 and then the other two are going to get 150 also. But like with that, start off, because that's the first part of money that's going to hit. What would you do?
If I were in your shoes, man, if I was, so altogether, what are we looking at? 400K that you're getting?
Yeah. Like after everything settled up, like even with his 401Ks and his annuities and everything.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to be getting. Yeah.
About 400,000. All right. So this is what I would do, bro. If I were in your shoes, you have two options here. You would either A, buy a house cash and own it. Right. And then while you're out traveling, working, whatever it may be, you can rent it out or you can live in it. Right. Or the other option is you can take that money. Right. And go purchase maybe two or three houses, depending on where you live. OK. With 400K, you could probably pick up, you know, where are you at?
Born and raised in El Paso, Texas. But right now I'm working in Georgia, bro. I'm just south of Atlanta right now.
OK. So you might be able to pick up two houses with that, or you can go back and invest back in El Paso. It's up to you. But I would definitely use that money to buy real estate, bro. Buy one or two houses. If you want to buy one cash, you can. But I think the better option is to buy two using leverage and rent them both out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been watching y'all's podcast. I've been talking to my brothers about that, like what it, because I know you guys have that idea of the house hacking with FHA loans. I saw your guys' podcast with Deep Pocket.
You can do that too. You can do that too.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking about that maybe with the FHA loan and doing a quadruplex, but I'm just not too sure like what would be the better move because I've always wanted land.
Look, man, don't complicate the shit. Don't go paralysis by analysis. Pick yourself up, a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex, okay? If you want a house hack and live in it, do that. That's your goal. House hack. Go ahead and pick up a – if you can, you have enough to pick up a fourplex, my friend. You got $400,000. You can easily get into a fourplex. Pick up a fourplex, put three tenants in that bitch, live for damn near free, if not make a little bit of cash flow, and then live in it for a year, get out, and then do the same exact thing again. Remember, you have $400K. You'll be able to probably do that again easily. Or, hell, you could even do an FHA loan, put down your 3.5% to 5%, and then go ahead and take take 100, 150K, and then go pick up another house and put 20% down as an investor. You can do both. You have enough.
Yes, sir. I got you. Yeah.
Do FHA loan. Buy one as an FHA loan. Okay. The first house you buy, do that FHA loan and live in it. Then, once you get that house closed and done, pick up a second house, buy it as an investor. Single family home or a duplex, because you might not have enough to go ahead and pick up another fourplex. But go ahead and pick up a duplex or a fourplex and then rent that shit out. You're going to have to put 20 to 25% down, but that's fine. And then rent that one out completely. That one will cash flow for you.
Also, housekeeping here. Don't tell anyone that you made that money. Don't tell girls. Don't tell your friends. Keep that quiet between you and your brothers. And like Marvin said, you could do the house hacking part. I'd also put like 50K, 100K in savings if you can, just in case rainy day, if you don't have any savings at all. Yeah, that's a pretty good example.
Yeah, man. FHA, and then buy one house FHA, live in that bitch, make sure at least bare minimum it's a duplex, bro. At least bare minimum it's a duplex. You can get someone paying off the mortgage. And then your second house, buy that one as an investor, put your 20 to 25% down, and let that one just cash flow for you,
also,
right?
Also, don't get married, bro.
And, yeah, don't get married.
No kids, no marriage for now. Just wait till later on.
Yeah, that goes without even saying. Yeah. All right, you know what to do now, my friend. We make it happen. Go hit Redfin. Go hit Zillow. Go start looking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then one more question pertaining to FHA loans. Like I said, I work on the road, man. I live out of my camper full time. If I live out of the house on paper and I do travel work on the road, how would that work? Like, because I know with the FHA loan, you have to live in the house for the first year, no matter what, right?
Yeah, once you get mail there to
just
that residence,
get mail there.
And it lights in your name, waters in your name.
Yeah.
I mean, once you go home after the
spend more than 6 months there.
Yeah.
It's just your primary residence,
because you're going to work, basically, so.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's fine.
All righty.
All right, man.
Cool.
Peace.
I appreciate that advice, man. Y'all really changed my life, bro, for real.
That's a blessing, bro.
We got you, my friend.
Take
you got that money, bro. You can literally set yourself up for life, bro. So just don't fuck it up,
by
right?
The way, read a book called Set for Life. I recommend it to anyone that has or want to get into real estate, especially as a beginner. If you follow that book to the process, you'll kill it, bro.
Yeah. But definitely you want to be picking up some real estate with that money. All right, who's up next?
This one was from Castle Club. Donated 55 for this on Castle Club, by the way.
Let's go, Castle Club.
Woo! 9915, you're up. 9915, you're up.
You.
What up, what up, what up?
Yo.
What up, man?
Can you hear us?
Hello? Hey.
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, I appreciate the opportunity to let me talk on this. Hey, Myron, quick question. So I've always wanted this. I've been watching you since the very beginning. Actually, my first time watching you guys, I was actually on my LDS mission. Wasn't supposed to be watching, but I just saw a clip. But how did you get so good at, like, refuting people's points and being very good at debating? Because there's not many people I know that are very good at debating. My brother's really good one, and I have yet to beat him in an argument because I watch Fresh and Fit, and then we go back and forth. Oh, probably shouldn't watch that or stuff like that, and we go back and forth. And I just want to know, what are some ways to improve your like debating skills, if that makes sense?
When you have the truth on your side, there's not much you have to debate, my friend.
Okay, fair enough. And that was basically it. I just want to say thank you so much, guys. You guys have literally changed my life. Ever since you got off that phone call where you told me, like, what are you doing, bro? I have 5 credit cards now. We're going to build that credit and hopefully get to that 6-figure point as an SPD. So I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
No worries, man.
Good job, man.
All right. Who's up next?
This one is also from Castle Club. 8554, you're up. 8554, you're up. James G.
Yes, hello?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, bro?
How you feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, like, y'all really did, like, I've been watching y'all for, like, 2 years now. Like, ever since I saw y'all with, like, the roommates and everything like that, like, y'all have been, like, really, like, 180. Like, everything I know about, like, money, fitness, and just, like, the game and everything, like, y'all taught me a lot how to, like, just let the hoes go and just go with the hoes that like you. Like, y'all really, like, put me on, like, lock, for real. So I really appreciate you for that. Like, I'm back in the gym. I'm going to start doing HVAC, and my uncle's getting me down with that. I just want to know, because I wanted to do music. I know Bills and, like, Mo, Big Mo, like, they all do music. Like, I remember I was on the – with Thor, Red Pill Thor, and he was talking about, like, you know, the electrician thing. I mean, the in that field with, like, the trades. And I remember I was last Super Chat, like, Blue Jay Real Music, and I was asking if I could do that HVAC and also do, like, music on the side. Like, my one question is just, like, how do I, like – I know you got to, like, get the high income skill, make 1.5 to 2 times as much, and then you can go into, like, your side hustle once you start making money off of it. So, like, what would be, like, your advice to kind of, like, just – I'm 25 years old. You know, I live with my mom. I was in, like, the suit chat from before. So what's, like – what would, like, be a way to kind of just, like, just – I don't know, just stay motivated, just keep going?
Well, I mean, do the HVAC first, because that's going to pay your bills, bro, and get you out your mom's house. And then – after you do that, then we could talk about, you know, obviously, you know, do the music thing on the side as well, of course. Like, you know, after you finish work, there's nothing wrong with doing it as you know, up front in the beginning, kind of even kind of like as a hobby, because you might not be making money and monetizing it yet. But as you make more and more money.
Copywriting with the real world.
What?
Yeah. I'm also doing copywriting with the real world.
Oh. Then I would focus on the HVAC and the copywriting first, because you need to make money, bro. And then once you make that money, that's when you buy back your time and you can pursue the music. But you need to make the money first, bro. Like, don't be one of these guys that's going to be a low-key chasing a music dream, right? And the reality is that you might not make it. And so what you need to do is get the jobs, make the money, especially with HVAC.
Right.
You can make quite a bit of money, right?
Yeah,
scale that up, make as much money as you can, and then after that, then you can go ahead and do the music on the side.
Okay. Because, like, that's, like, the main thing. Like, I know you said, like, I remember you said you did, like, you know, using the HSI, and after then you did, you know, the fitness business on the side, and then, you know, you kind of did the, you basically did HSI first, made the money, then you could invest it with your fitness into the podcast. So that's basically what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do the HVAC with the copywriting, so that way I can invest it into the music, so that way I can actually, like, propel it. But, you know, you gotta make money in order to make more money, so.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. And it's going to suck, bro, because you're not going to be able to spend as much time on music as you want. But think of it as taking one step backwards to take two steps forwards in the future. So you're better off starting and doing your music thing correct and doing it with some capital. You can pay for studio time, for equipment, all that shit. You don't want to be a brokey chasing your music dream, not even being able to afford shit, man. So do the HVAC, do the copywriting, make money, and then buy back that time so you can do what you really want to do. All right.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much. Like, I know it's, like, kind of repetitive, like, Eric, you're saying this, but, like, y'all are really changing lives out here. I don't see no podcast. They're number one men's self-improvement podcast in the world. Like, I don't know anybody else is doing this, taking live calls like this. And, like, that last guy, I was like, dang, like, you just setting them up, like, on point, like, just A through Z,
that's
just what to do.
Man.
Just, like, dang, on the spot.
That's
like,
what we're doing, man. Help you guys out. You know what I mean? And every week of change, it makes it all worth it, man. So appreciate that you calling into the show. And that was a really good question, because I'm sure there's guys in the chat right now that they might not want to do music, but they want to do art. Maybe they want to do some other passion that they can't pursue it fully.
Exactly.
So trust me, your question is probably helping someone else in the chat. So let's get the next person on. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
This person says he is a hater.
All right. Let's do it.
I had you on the line. I think he left.
Oh.
Like around whoever was 2000, come back to the
block.
Yeah,
cuz haters be saying that you be ducking them, Mo, and I'm like, no, he doesn't. Like, what the fuck? Like, they be saying, "Oh, they got me blocked or some shit like that." And I'm like, "Bro, we don't got y'all blocked."
You know how many fake news they said about me, bro?
Oh, bro, like yo, we literally have you guys in here. We don't have any of y'all blocked. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. And if you are blocked, go in the Rumble chat then. Like,
call in, bro.
If we really have you blocked, man.
Yo, call in.
All the dudes that talk shit on Reddit or whatever, like, go ahead, man.
Nothing here is blocked.
Also,
I
do want to say, if you are banned on the Rumble chat, DM me on IG. DM me on IG, especially as you like, oh, I talked shit about you, Moe, and I got banned for it. DM me. I got you. How's that?
All right, bam, there you go. And Moe's going to be checking his Instagram
so
right
any,
now.
Any,
so no excuses.
You slandered my name and you got banned for it? DM me. Just tell me your Rumble name, and you'll be back in the chat.
There you go.
I got you.
There you go. We will allow all the haters. Okay, let's see here.
Other than that, 9871, you're up. 9871, you're up.
What's up, boys?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, bro. So I get a lot of matches on Tinder, right? And
right.
I pretty much have been funneling them into my Instagram, which is, It's not nothing crazy. But, you know, we follow each other. But what do I do from there? Low-key, I feel like if I DM them, I'm just going to be another dude in the DMs, you know what I mean? Because some of them are some
bad. Bro, okay, Let me just stop you right there. When you get a girl off of Tinder, bro, you need to get her off the app immediately and set up a date immediately.
Bro, I feel you, but we hit a fucking snowstorm. Motherfucker had to wait, so I feel you. I had to wait.
Then the lead is going to get cold just like the weather outside, bro. Like, you got to set it up immediately, man. Like, you got to set the shit up immediately, nigga. Snowstorm or what? Like, you got to set some shit up. Whether it's a FaceTime call or whatever, bro, these girls have low attention spans, dude. Like, you guys don't fucking get it. The average girl, especially if she's on Tinder on a dating app, bro, she has hundreds of fucking matches, dude. Hundreds.
Bro, this is simple. It's a chain effect. You start on dating app, you go to Instagram, talk for like maybe 2 to 4 sentences. Here's my number. Call or text me. So I'll save you right now. Then from the phone call, you do a FaceTime call to set up a date. But obviously you're in a snowstorm, so understandable. But once that's done, bro, you have a phone number.
Do a FaceTime call or some
Instagram
shit, bro.
Instagram is only a screen so she can say yes to you, bro. That's all it really is, bro.
Yeah, man.
Like, Instagram itself is only going to be for you to say, okay, you know what? He's cool. Good lifestyle. I'll say yes to his advances. That's pretty much it, bro.
So bro, you gotta capitalize on the lead right then and there, bro. So if there's bad weather and you can't meet, then you gotta set up a FaceTime call and talk to that bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel that. Should I just drop these cold leads then, or what?
No. Try to reheat them, bro. Like try to warm them back up and try to initiate contact. But if they don't respond, they don't respond. It is what it is, man.
The good thing is you have Instagram, so now that they're in your
you got
actual,
2 points of failure.
Well, actually, no, because they're actually following you. Whatever you post on your story, they're gonna see. So you just DHV basically show maybe I don't know you in the gym, maybe you're doing some cool stuff around the house, whatever that may be. And by the time you're ready to hit them up again, oh, I'm watching your stories, whatever, blah blah blah. You seem pretty cool. Let's hang out. Done.
Yeah.
Basically, you could like lead funnel. That's your like page, and they're in your actual like funnel, so it's fine. But once again, strike it when it's hot. Don't waste too much time.
Yeah, copy. All right, thanks, boss. Peace.
All right, bro.
All right. So, real quick.
Speaking of dates,
yeah, man.
Looking good for your dates. Today's sponsor
is TJ and Lee, guys. If you want to go ahead and make sure that you don't have cold-ass leads like our boy right here that's calling from a blizzard, and you want to have some good skin when you show up for the date, make sure to get some TJ and Lee, guys. Probably one of the best skincare products is for men, right? It's retard-proof, as I would say. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, have I?
It's fun.
It's dummy-proof, guys.
Easy to use.
Yo, it's easy to use, guys. Yeah. Literally, it comes in with the day and the nighttime instructions on there because you're going to have, obviously, a day and a nighttime routine. It comes with a moisturizer, super serum. I like the level 3 because it comes with the daytime moisturizer, nighttime moisturizer, super serum for your skin, right? And eye circle. And they also kind of have eye cream.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get rid of those, like, dark eyes. You know, if you're not sleeping and shit like that, it'll help with minimizing that as well.
We stay super late, so we need that.
Yeah, so... yeah, man, it's really easy to use. Good skincare, has the whole routine. It comes in a box, nice and simple. You get it re-upped, you know, every month or so, depending on how often you want it. But yeah, man, guys, you got to take care of your skin, man. If you don't take care of your skin, it's a big sign of your vitality, man. If your skin's all fucked up, people are going to assume something's wrong with you and you're fucked up. So guys, take care of yourselves. This isn't just about getting in shape in the gym and looking good and getting your teeth clean, everything else like that. Your teeth is also, your skin and your teeth are a huge representation of your cleanliness and your hygiene, man. So you got to stay, you know, nice and smooth with the skincare and take care of it with some T.J. Haley. Get handsome. You know what I'm saying? Stop
guys,
being ugly.
Link down below, pinned as well.
Yep.
30% off with our code and go check it out.
Yeah, man. Go get it, guys. You guys know we've been working with them for a while. You know, you're tired of looking ugly, looking like shit. Go ahead and get some goddamn T's, all right?
Here's the website as well. You got a website?
Oh, yeah. We got the website right here for
y'all. There you go.
Yeah, hold on. We'll pull it up, show y'all ninjas what it looks like. Right here, man. And there you go. You can see all the stuff. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. It comes with a scrub, too.
Yep.
So, yeah. So if you get the, like, the, I think it's a tier one where it comes with the AM and the PM moisturizer and the scrub, I agree with 1,000 with y'all. I always used to get, I think, the level three. It comes with the PM moisturizer,
yeah.
AM moisturizer, obviously the face wash, the scrub, which, you know, exfoliates and gets the that dead skin, the super serum, which the anti-aging super serum, and then the eye cream. That's what I used to get when I was on it. And this is before, guys, I was using them before I was. We were even sponsored with them. I was literally
yeah.
using them.
I was like, bro, what is this, like, cream in your house? Like, what is
yeah.
this? T. Shanley.
Yeah, I was using surprised. This. I've been using this since, like, 2018,
it works,
guys.
Man.
So I used it way before even I became an influencer, man, because it was good for the skin. I used to have really bad eye circles. Right? It's kind of an Arab thing. So, yeah, so now it's not as bad. But, yeah, guys, go ahead and take care of your skin, man, so you guys don't have these problems. But let's get back to the phone line, man.
Let's go. All right.
That
W cream.
That
W
cream.
That T. Shanley is gas. That's yeah. good. Don't want to go live.
Man.
That's
and it's stupid proof. So
they
literally tell you on the thing, step one, use the face wash.
Hmm.
Step two, use the, you know, the eye cream. Then you use the serum, then et cetera.
And it tells you when to use it. Like this once a week, this twice a week, or every day.
Yeah.
AM, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Holler.
This one donated twice on Streamlabs.
Okay.
4528, 4528. By the way, 2000, you keep cutting yourself off the line. You the hater.
That nigga nervous.
I'm waiting on you. You
he nervous, bro.
Hater, bro.
Yeah, I don't,
he nervous, bro.
He keep cutting himself off the line.
Someone put his name, Hamza, some other shit like that, saying unban me off YouTube.
Yeah, we don't bite.
Can we back? Go unban this dude, man. I want to hear what the haters got to say,
on YouTube?
Too.
But,
it's on the Rumble chat. He put his name in the Rumble chat.
Okay.
Scroll up a bit. It's Hamza something. I don't fucking know.
I'll find you.
Okay. We're here, man.
Hamza,
I mean,
Abdul Qadir. Unban me off YouTube.
4528, you are up. 4528, you are up.
Might be trolling.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, bro?
So I just want to ask two quick questions to Fresh, all right?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So for my first one, what was your first business, how did you find your mentor?
Yeah. So, in Barbados, it was first cutting grass. So that was my first business. I went to my neighborhood, knocked on everyone's door. I said, hey, I cut grass now. I wouldn't mind doing your grass for you. I'll give you the first day free. Next time we do a cut, it'll be $50. I did that for the whole neighborhood. And then I expanded to other parts. That was my first business. When it came to America, I didn't have a job at first, but I was doing affiliate marketing, making $30 literally a week, as you guys saw the video of Grant Cardone. But the whole time I was doing that, I was looking on YouTube for, like, for example, how to become better in life, how to become a millionaire, how to gain access to exotic cars. And I found my mentor, Pedro Mercadimi, on YouTube. I was making, like, when I had my first job, like $7 an hour, $8 an hour. But I saved my money, paid for his workshop, went to Fort Lauderdale. Met him in person, spoke to him, you know, saw who he was as an individual, pretty dope guy. And then from there, started working with him closer, learned from him as well. And after that, it was like pretty much like in my head what to do when I had the money. And from there, made me who I am today. So it worked out. But it was online, bro. It wasn't like in person meeting him. It was like I had met him online first with a YouTube channel, watched his videos. Then I paid for a workshop. Then I met him in person. And from there, became a mentor full time.
All right, cool. And then also, I see Myron do a lot of the pickup stuff and the dating things on, like, how to approach, do cold approach and source. But, like, I want to know, like, what is your strategy? Cause you don't seem to talk a lot in those episodes. Well, you don't have to give up the whole sauce, but, like.
Okay.
What
so
do you do different?
Cliche, bro, but my mentor also told me, the game is to be sold, not told. So I let Myron talk because, obviously speaking, he's more transparent. I'm more like a shadowy figure behind the scenes, like a ninja, you know what I'm saying, in the dark. But to make this concise, what I do is I literally have a setup where I have a lead system and I go through that funnel. And it starts, for example, on Instagram first or dating site. And from there, they go to Instagram. And obviously DHV is going to be important. So stories, lifestyle, that's what I use. And then from there, I invite them on a date. Like in that same time I meet them, hey, let's go out. You know, what are you doing this week? I want to take you out. That's pretty much it. But before I did have the Instagram, it was like kind of like cold approach, nonstop, numbers game. And I failed so many times, bro. I failed so many times. It was embarrassing. But I got better. I got more confident. Over a period of time, it got easier. And it's better if you have a friend with you doing it as well. But if you do it by yourself, it's fine. But cold push, I would say, is numbers game. And then from there, with scale and actually closing deals, I would say Instagram has a big benefit to you as a guy. That's what I would say.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
That was it.
Okay. Cool. Who's up next?
And it's funny. I make it look so easy. The thing that I pay, I don't pay shit, which is funny, but it is what
it is. Yeah. At this point, it's like everyone thinks we are sugar daddies and shit like that. It's just like, bro.
They don't know. It's funny. People in Miami that actually know us are like, episodes. Yo, how do y'all do it?
Yeah. Whatever. So. All right. Who's up next?
This person donated from Castle Club.
All right. We don't got no haters.
Bro, we're haters. Call in, man.
Yup. Bro, they talk the most shit, bro. But they're nowhere to be seen.
Listen, at this point, I'm convinced they just talk online, internet warriors, keyboard warriors.
Man.
Because if I hated somebody, bro, like that much hate, vitriol, bro, I would say it. I'll call in. I'm not going to see you.
And I know they're watching, bro. I know they're watching.
Yeah.
All right.
Clip that part.
4901, you're up. 4901, you are up.
What's up,
yo,
man?
Yo, can you guys hear me?
Yo.
We got you, bro.
Hey, how's it going, boys? First, I want to say appreciate everything you guys do. Y'all changed my life. Found you guys back in, like, actually found Myron first back in, like, 21 when he did, like, an individual interview with Sterling Cooper. And, man, y'all changed my life. I went from dating mid-single moms to now last year did 120K and got over 50 body count. This year on track to do over 200. But enough about the backstory. Real quick question. This might be more for Fresh because it's a car question. So with my business, I kind of need a truck. And right now I'm riding like a 2019 Honda Accord Sport. I'm from Central Florida, so that's fine driving around town or whatever. But, like, I drive a lot up north, and so it would be snowing and shit, and I need a truck to, like, haul equipment. But the thing is I'm owed, like, 25K on the car. I'm upside down anywhere from, like, 10 to 15K. So
what year's
what do you think the best course? 2019.
How much you pay for it?
I think I've only had it for a little over a year, so I think I paid, like, 30 something.
So you bought it used, right? Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're trying to figure out how to get from that car to a truck, right? For work.
Like, my one option of thinking is like, okay, I could just roll over the negative equity into a truck. It would raise my monthly payment, obviously, but making the money I'm making, it's not too big of a deal. I just don't want to, like, you know, overdo it. I'm trying to be stingy. Another option is just save up the cash and buy a truck cash, but then I'd have to wait a little bit and, you know, I'd not have a truck available for doing jobs and driving in the snow and shit.
What's your monthly payment for the car? Monthly payment a month?
$700, dude.
Yes, a lot. See, okay, caller, you got two options now you can do, right? This is what happens to most Americans, especially happened to me myself in the past. I bought a Hyundai Elantra. I was upside down on the car, like 18K, and I was stuck. So I worked two jobs, and I ended up paying the car off. Now, granted, you might not want to do that. I understand. You could also find a private buyer on like Craigslist, or for example, someone that can't really get credit or maybe has cash, sell it to them for a lower price, and they eat the cost. So, for example, let's say the car, it was 20K, right, on the car. Let's say you sell the car for like half that price. You save up some money, you sell the car to them, but you get the bank as well, the other half. So you're going to actually have like only, you're going to spend only like 10K and then pay the car off to the bank or whoever you got the money from for the loan. Then from there, the car's gone. And you have to restart from there to get a new car. But ultimately, bro, like I said before, two choices here. Either you pay the car off by paying the difference between what the buyer buys the car for and what's left over you pay to the bank, or you just save up the money and you pay off that balance itself and then get a new car. But it's up to you, bro, honestly. But you're stuck, though, because if you're upside down, you can lose no matter what. Or you could transfer you know, that loan to the new car, but you're going to be even more upside down because the moment you drive that truck off the lot, you can lose money as well. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword when you do that. So I would just say either sell the car to a private buyer and pay the difference, or from there, go ahead and I want to say just eat the cost and make the money and pay it off.
Okay, but yeah, that's kind of what I thought I would have to do. You know, like you said, it's the L. Once you're upside down and you're alone and you need another car or whatever, it's the L either way. And I bought this shit before I even found you guys, and I was a brokey, and I was just like, yeah, let me go with my 550 credit score and go get a new car. Like a dummy. You know,
actually,
but,
one more
know.
Thing, bro. You know Turo, right? The app Turo, the rental car app. If you are smart about it, what you could do is rent the car out daily on Turo, let it pay for itself, and then from there, use money to buy the truck now. You get what I'm saying? So put
a
car on Turo,
that's a good option.
Rent it out right now, and then while you're waiting to pay the offer when it's like you're paying that slowly but surely, use the money now to get the truck, make money from your actual business or work, and put that money towards paying the car off or paying a difference when you want to sell it to a private buyer. Make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And I stay in Central Florida, almost to the exact area, but like an area that a lot of people are like tourists, if you know what I'm saying.
Florida,
so, yeah, that might actually be.
Market.
Yeah,
yeah.
You already know. I'm right around Disney. So that's a lot of people, you know, tourists and stuff. That actually be a good option. I appreciate
that'd
that.
Be really good for you. That'll be really good for tourists.
Yeah, test it out, bro. See how it works. But if not, worst case scenario, you got to pay the difference to the actual bank and just pay it off and then move on from there. But I'll tell you this, though. After that experience, you will never want to do that again. Because to me, bro, when I bought that car, bro, I swear to myself, I'll never do that shit again upside down on a car. Hell no, bro. It sucks. I know.
Hell no. It does. Real quick, one last question. It's a quick one about fitness. So when you say a calorie deficit, that means you're exerting more calories than you're intaking. Is that correct?
Yeah, whether it's being burned through in the gym or just, you know, neat, non-energy, you know, not exercise, thermogenesis, whatever it is, you know, burning more calories than you take in, being in deficit.
Okay, and do you use an Apple Watch to track that personally, or how do you, like, generally keep track of that?
No, so I use a certain formula to figure it out. I do it for all my clients, actually. I figure out what their TDE is, or their total daily energy expenditure, and then I go from there, and I put them in a slight calorie deficit. I don't like to put people in a big calorie deficit. I always put them in a slight calorie deficit because I want them to lose the weight nice and slow so that it's sustainable long term and they're able to still train hard and they don't feel like they're dieting. That's how you keep them that's how you keep people on the diet longer. Yeah, it's slow, but it lasts longer. When they lose the weight, it stays off.
All right. I appreciate it, man. And for all the fans, y'all need to stop being broke. Subscribe to the Catholic Club, man. Get your money up. Bro, before it changed my life. I'm only 5'6", bro, and I've racked up over 50 bodies since I found these boys.
There
ain't no excuse for y'all. Okay?
There
y'all stop sleeping on these boys, and I appreciate it, Fresh and Fish. Y'all have a good one.
All right,
shout
man.
To you, bro.
Thank you so much.
So mindset thing.
All right, who's up next?
So mindset.
This person, where were you? Right?
We got a
hitter? Yeah. He said he has a pushback. He says he's not a hitter, but he has a pushback.
All right, sure.
8199, you're up.
Yo.
8199, you're up.
What's up, man?
8199, you're up.
Going once, going twice. We here, man. We don't hear you.
All right. I'll just still keep you in a rotation.
Bruh.
He's probably running.
Where the
haters
at, bro? Like, okay, I get it. You type online, some funny stuff. Okay, that's funny. Call and talk to us, bro. We're here chilling. It's Friday, bro. Listen, I know you finished work at 5 p.m., bro. You got time today. It's 8 p.m.
Come on, guys.
9 to 5, nigga.
Also, look, no one's saying anything in the chat.
No haters.
I'll tell you this, bro.
Mo unbanned y'all.
Yeah, he did unban you.
What the fuck, man?
I'll tell you this, though. Niggas with money don't hate.
They said
Fat
Mo's blocking the haters. No, he's
not,
bro.
Bro, I'm literally doing all this.
He unblocked them.
Actually, Bill's confirmed as well. He unblocked
I
love
I'm
you guys.
I've been literally seeing y'all in my DMs, and I don't think y'all are actually even haters. I think it was probably an honest mistake for a lot of you guys. But still.
You know what it is, Mo? They want attention, so they talk smack.
But it's crazy because I see some of y'all talking shit right now in, like, the Rumble chat or in the YouTube chat, and I don't see nobody fucking calling in, bro. Drop the last 4-year number if you got something to say, man. 0433, it looks like. Might be a hater. I don't know.
Someone said Fresh needs all the smoke. Yeah, I'm here, bro. I'm chilling.
Go ahead, man.
I live a great life.
Let's get a hater.
Drop
the last 4-year goddamn digits if you want to talk
shit.
Well,
since we're here chilling, if you guys want to get a rental car or a new car, hit me up, man. I have a dealership now with a partner of mine, and I rent cars as well in Miami. If you're in Miami or Atlanta, I got you guys. Exotic cars, luxury cars, whatever you want, man. Wholesale pricing, I got you guys. So tap in. Demi Exotic on Instagram, Freshman CEO.
There you go.
Mercy Luxury.
Let's see this person. 6227, I'm just letting you in. So if you're not a hater, I'm just knocking you off.
Yeah. All right.
6227.
Yo, what's up, man?
We are here.
All right, let's do it. All right, you guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, very good. All right, so this is strictly for the Rumble mods. Who are the Rumble mods?
There's a lot of them. Don't matter.
There's a lot, yeah. We don't know all of them.
Okay. Okay, so if this isn't for you, then don't pay no mind. But the Rumble mods, man, you guys got to do better for real, because Rumble is such an important platform for free speech. I mean, you guys could admit, right, you're on Rumble for a reason. There's a reason why you don't mess with YouTube no more. YouTube, that's the censoring platform. That's where you mute people. That's where you know what I'm saying? That's where you suppress free speech. And Rumble's not about that. So you guys got to do better, man. And honestly, some of these comments, especially from the other day, you guys were going crazy, dude, and that's not right. Especially some of these comments were like, L mods or L them boys or whatever it was, and you guys were muting. And that to me, that's so far out of pocket. You guys got to do better, for real. Rumble's way too important for free speech for you guys to be muting people like that.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this, caller. If someone's spamming the chat nonstop, you can't even type in there. Is this fun to chat at that point?
No, obviously not. Yeah, those dudes that, I mean, I get in there and I'll say my stuff too, but.
Silence. Because then you can't type in there at all.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, when they're spamming and being out of pocket, I mean, come on now. But stuff like L mod and stuff like that, or L some funny little joke. I mean, if it's a spam, then obviously, yeah, do what you do. But one, I could speak from personal. Like, I literally said W free speech, L mods for muting. And I got muted. Like, come on, bro. Like, what's up with that? Like, that's – come on, bro. Thicker skin than that.
All right. Mods, don't mute guys or ban them if they're just saying shit. Like, if they're spamming, that's one thing. Because that's typically when people get banned is when they spam.
Yeah.
But we're not going to fucking get rid of y'all for, like, making fun of me or Fresh or whatever. So, yeah, let's just, like, chill with the, censorship on Rumble. All right. Cool. All right. Anybody else? Who's up next?
Let's see. We have
free the chat, free Rumble chat.
The chat free. 8103, you're up. 8103, you're up.
3724 says he's a hater too.
I got muted for saying Chris is fat.
3724.
Yeah, Chris definitely did that shit.
All right, let's go. Who's this?
He said,
"Yo, you on the line?"
Yeah. 8103.
Hey,
are you a hater?
No, I'm not. Actually went viral on last time, and I got a lot of backlash and shame. Fresh said he would slap me if he ever seen me in person. But basically, yeah, because I was in a 5-year relationship, and I was being an asshole and a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah,
but you
I remember
were,
you. Abusing that chick, man.
I wasn't abusing her, but I was abusing being great. Like, I get what you're saying. It doesn't matter. We left, and it's been hard, man. Obviously, I know what I have to do. I've been doing it. I'm happy I got a job at BMW, which is a goal for me. But
all right.
My main concern right now is I have a real hard problem. And maybe this is the reason why I stayed with her for so long. I have a problem with handling being, like, alone. Like, I've been going to the gym even prior to calling in for the past 7 months. I look good, like, in decent shape. I know how to meal prep. I know all that stuff, you know. But it's hard for me to handle these little things that happen, like little wins I get in my life. And I want to call somebody. I want to tell somebody. And I have nobody to call. And I just want to know what.
You need a group of male friends, bro. You need a group of male friends.
I cut them off. Fun of me after I called in and they found
you
the
need
clip
to make new
and...
friends. You need to make new friends that are guys that got their shit together, that are ambitious. You need to make new friends. You need to have a brotherhood, my friend. That will help you with easing the pain from being separated from your girlfriend.
And yeah, because it's, you know, call me whatever, like they did already, but I just want to put this out there for the guys that are watching that normal, you know, like average, like me is, you hear all this stuff on this podcast, like, yes, taken very consideration, but doesn't mean you have to follow everything to T. You're going to have faults and stuff like that. And one of them was, for me, is I can't handle being alone. Like, oh, you guys are very strong, and I wish I was like you guys, you know? Like, I don't know if you guys ever had that problem when you were on your road to success, but fuck, man, like, I don't mean to be a pussy, but I cry a lot, man, because, like, I'd be in the gym 11 o'clock at night fucking putting in the work. I'm doing Muay Thai now, like, and, like, I have no one to celebrate it with, and it's just hard, man. And I see her posting, like, fucking a new guy, you know? I'm trying not to be a little bitch about it, you know? But it's just hard because I look to my left and right, I have nobody. And I had to cut my friends off because I had a mental breakdown. You know, as guys, we all have those, right? Express your emotions with your boys, not your girls. And I agree with that. And, fuck, man, the next morning I got made fun of, so I just stopped hitting them up. And I don't want to just go out there and try to find new friends. I feel like the right thing would be they'll come as I focus on myself, right? Is that
well, right? No, man, you're going to, bro, you need some hobbies, man. And the thing is, you need some hobbies, and then you got to meet guys that have similar mindsets to you and also share those hobbies.
Yeah.
And then you need guys that are go-getters and winners, man. Because the thing is, I remember from if I remember from last time we spoke, you had a lot of degenerative behavior, drinking alcohol all the time, partying, shit like that. You can't be around people that do that shit all the time. You need to be around people that got their shit together, that want to make money, that want to be successful, and share interesting and productive hobbies, man.
Listen, caller, I'm proud of you. You're keeping it real, but you know what you did that was very important? You did her a big favor and yourself. You let her go. That's huge, bro, because now you see what it feels like to be alone. Now, next thing you meet a girl of value for you, you're going to do what? Appreciate her. But in the meantime, your brotherhood, like what Myron said, and if you're not sure, get a hobby. Maybe in the gym, meet some gym bros as well. Maybe play a sport. Mm-hmm. Maybe even where you work. Find friends that have similar mindsets as you. For example,
and this is another reason, too, why like I don't want guys getting in serious relationships with girls until they're in their mid-30s. Because what ends up happening when you have a girlfriend when you're young is you start to become soft. And you have this inability to be by yourself like you're experiencing right now. But if you had been through the masculine journey on your own from the beginning and then you found a girl, it'd be a lot easier to bring her into your life versus needing her in your life like your situation right now. So you're just going to have to suffer for a bit, my friend. The problem is that you've had way too much fun. You've had way too much alcohol, way too much partying, et cetera. And now you're seeing what life is like being sober and working hard and doing it alone. And the journey to the mountaintop is almost always going to be by yourself. It's going to be lonely. And that's what it is. I mean, when I was in Texas, in Laredo, Texas, on the fucking border, right, and I was by myself, like, I just accepted it. It is what it is. I just took that 4 to 5 years to really grind and become a man, and, you know, it's either going to make or break you, and, you know, trust me, you're going to get on the other side of the stronger. Yeah, it sucks in the beginning because you're just getting over a fresh breakup, but this is life, my friend. This is, as a man, you must suffer.
Call it.
That's just how it goes.
Here's some homework. What you should do is get pen and paper and write on your goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
Because right now you're moving off of just like we're doing it with Sneeko. You move with the wind. What you need to do is move to the beat of your own drum, which means you're going to move accordingly to what you need to do for yourself. And then you won't be bored, you won't be lonely, because now you're following steps to take to get to where you want to be. So ultimately, where your goals down? Two columns, short-term goals, long-term goals. From there, you make a list of things that you want to do, and make sure that the ones that are short, you can do actively within a week, a month, or sometime close to that range of like time, right? And you can build confidence. Over time with the confidence, you go outside more, talk to more people, but put on that list for short term, meet someone new every day, whether it's a gym, at work, and that should be your primary goal, meet someone new every single day. And then from there, make friends, expand your network, and then once again, if you're goal-oriented and you're goal-focused, people will see, damn, this guy's on point, he's doing his thing, he's consistent, I want to be around him. And you attract people to you rather than people chase away from you. Make sense?
That makes sense. I got it.
Yeah, so trust me, bro, you got it. But this pain that you're feeling
path,
right now,
my friend,
is important, bro.
You're on the path, but this is what it takes, my friend. You got
to
suffer.
Yeah, you need it.
You got to suffer a little bit. You've had a little bit too much fun. This is punishment for you being a degenerate for so goddamn long. But trust me, you'll get stronger on the other side.
Okay, for sure. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate it. And, I'll call in a couple months to give you guys an update. You know,
I call her. I know it's hard on you, bro, but I was you. That's why I can tell you this up front. I was being a dickhead, and I need to let her go. Same thing with you. Let her go, bro. Good job.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much, guys. All right, have a good one.
Cool. No worries, man.
You got it, bro.
All right, let's go 0433. You keep spamming
haters
in there
call
that,
it,
he's, that he's an extreme
We're
hater.
We're chilling. Wait for y'all niggas to call it, bro.
Let's see what he says. Let's 0433 apparently is an extreme hater, so let's see what he says.
Extreme.
If he's not an extreme hater, we just kick him off the line and go to the next person because we got a bunch of people in queue.
Extreme. All right, 0433, you're up.
Yo.
Fuck you. Guys you. Fuck you. That's the first thing I have to say when I join. Fuck you.
All right. Do you have any valid criticisms besides fuck you?
Yes. What I really have to say is that I've been hearing a lot of things about Fresh, that he's been going to the gym, which is a good thing. But I've been seeing in his comments that people have been saying that he's been going to the gym for 2 years and there's been no progress.
Okay. She calls and asks about my progress.
So what is your system of criticism? Is it you're saying that he hasn't made progress in 2 years? Is that what it is?
No, that he like posts himself on his story going to the gym, but there hasn't been any strong progress.
All right.
Okay, so do we need to break this on for you, my friend?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, as daddy, I'll break it down for you, okay? So daddy's telling you right now what's happening. So I started the gym, seriously, 3 months ago. 3 months ago. Before I was off and on, not really taking it serious. I'd have like a real trainer, right? Now I have a trainer that's on my ass, and I'm on my ass as well. I'm more focused, and I'm in the gym. And I'm natty. I don't take anything. I'm doing it naturally because I want to hit the plateau. Then maybe in the future I might take some stuff. I want to take it super slow, understand the basics, movements, and as well, proper form. So whether I usually gains now or later on, doesn't matter. For me, I feel gains right now. Girls do it too as well. My friends see it. So ultimately, fuck you. Thank you.
All right.
Is that all you had?
No. Another thing, well, it was continued by the like fitness argument. There's something about like your brand name, Fresh and Fit. You guys are named Fresh and Fit, but none of you guys are fit. Six of you niggas are fat.
None of them?
And you guys have never answered that.
So nobody's fit.
So, you know, question real quick, bro. Since you're very critical of us in our fitness. All right. How about this, bro? What's your Instagram, bro? What's your Instagram, bro? Drop your IG.
I got banned for exposing Jewish people.
Okay. What's your Facebook then, bro?
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, what's your shit, man? Because you talking a lot of smack. I want to see if you're more fit than Fresh to be talking shit.
Let's see.
I'm actually on Instagram or Facebook, but I can FaceTime you guys if you want.
Bro, he just wants your number, bro.
No, yeah, Snickers
just wants your number. He just wants your number.
Man. Yeah, bro, you tell me your band. You capping, man.
You know what? Well, it is
do
meta.
Do I sound back to you?
It's a Zoom call. It is meta. We could do Discord or Zoom call.
A Zoom call?
Or Discord.
Or did you
get if you're not confident,
or did you get your account banned on Discord?
I think, bro, he's going to post
banned on almost every social media. I'm blacklisted talking about Jewish people.
That's not good, man. All right, bro. Okay, man. Is that all you got? You just wanted to just come in and say people, talk about people's physiques?
And said, fuck you.
There's also one thing for, like, the people that run the box cords or whatever. I suggest you niggas should stop running that shit and go do laps around the building.
Wait, box cards?
Niggas are overweight as fuck.
You talking about Discord?
Discord?
Okay.
Yeah, all right,
man.
For Chris
I thought you were talking
about
something stronger than that, bro. Okay. Who was overweight? Mo and Chris?
Apparently you too, because remember, no one's fit.
Nah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
He also says he's a hater.
Right.
9765, you're up. 9765, you're up.
All right.
Do people ask you never, man.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Yo, what's good, Fresh and Fit?
Yo, what's
up,
your
bro?
Criticism?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it 100, though.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all got a platform. I got to keep 100. I got to expose Sneeko real quick. You
what?
Feel me? That boy a fake-ass Muslim. Bro, he be drinking all the alcohol.
Yo,
with
you
the
calling in here to talk about Sneeko, man? Talk shit about Sneeko?
Yo, Fresh, watch your mouth, nigga.
Fresh.
What's wrong with you, boy?
What?
Are you drunk, bro?
Wait, did he say Fresh?
Yo,
are you drunk?
Yo, Fresh, why you laughing? You can't laugh, little boy. You ugly as hell, nigga.
I'm laughing right now.
You hurt the quality of the show. You can't even speak right, my boy. You illiterate.
And I'm still here.
You
where you at, nigga?
Talking, bro. Straight up.
Your basement.
Bro, you called in. Bro, you called in. You called in to say Sneeko's a fake Muslim, really, bro?
Son, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a fan. I'm gonna keep 100, bro.
Man, get this nigga off the line, bro.
Nigga sound like Lil Boom.
Yo, man. Come on,
what
man.
The fuck?
What the hell, bro? All right, who's up next?
0723. He also says he's a hater.
All right. Bro.
Oh, my God.
Yo, do we got, do we got any Reddit haters in here, bro?
Probably not.
I'm putting in numbers.
Yo, Reddit nigga. Yo, if you're a Reddit hater, comment right now. Reddit hater, put the last four digits of your thing. All right, what's up, man? You're a hater? What's up?
Hello?
Yeah,
we
you're
got
on the
you.
Line.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys helping a lot of men out to become, you know what I'm saying, exercise and become, you know what I'm saying, financial. But this is what it's really a question for Fresh, because I know, you know, Myron, he always say he's not really a good Muslim. But what you guys think about fornicators and about fornicators going to hell? Because at the end of the day, that's what you're teaching men to do, get a lot of money, have a lot of women. But, you know, Kevin Samuels died, rest in peace, fornicating. So, I mean, this is just a real serious question. Do you guys think fornicators go to hell? Because you kind of lead men down that way of, you know, the fleshly, carnal sins of having a bunch of women and not really listening to what the scriptures teach us. And so I just wanted to know, do you guys feel like a little guilty for that? Because, like I said, Kevin Samuels died fornicating, and it's serious, you know. And you guys got a lot of worldly wisdom, and I respect that. You are helping men become better men worldly, but at the end of the day, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, I mean, do he really win? Is he really a winner? Or a high value man? You see what I'm saying? And like I said, I know Fresh is kind of, you know, taking his religious spiritual beliefs seriously, more seriously than Myron. And like I said, I ain't trying to really down you guys, but this is just like a serious question because,
God
is real.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Well, go ahead.
To be fair, I'm actually not. I'm actually worse than Myron. If you really know what's happening, I'm way worse than Myron. But no, I get what you're saying, bro. You know, we're giving a worldview of the dating scene, but we understand that we're not a religious podcast. We don't preach religion. We don't preach people to follow certain doctrine. If you do, it's great. If you don't, oh well. But to answer your question, yes, if you're fornicating, you will go to hell, 100%. So that's the truth. Can't lie about it.
Yeah, that's it. It's scary, yeah, and it's really scary because, I mean, I'm the same way. I'm a man. You know, I love a variety of women. And, you know, the men that don't cheat, I really admire them because I never really had that in me growing up. I'm 40 now, but growing up, we was always after the women. And so the men that really, you know, one woman, man, I know a guy I worked with had one woman, and she was a little overweight and all that, but he loved her. He didn't cheat, you know, and I admire this dude because I'm like, wow, man.
McCullough.
Like, I don't know. Like,
McCullough.
I don't know. Too many like that.
Let me ask you this, McCullough. So, as a man, right?
Bro, we got to move on.
We got to move on? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
We got to move on.
All right,
bro, you answered it. It's fine.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. We got a Reddit hater, 2009. Let's hit him, and then we'll go back to the paint.
By the way, I spoke to JD on a couple days ago. He's
okay.
Going to come on.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Yo, what do we got?
2009.
Yeah, he said he's a Reddit hater. We'll see.
Hello?
We'll see if he's not.
Hello?
Yo, what up, man? You a Reddit hater?
Yo, what's up, yo? Yeah, I'm a Reddit hater.
All right, what do you got to say?
You guys.
What's your username?
A lot of areas.
What's your username on Reddit? What's your username on Reddit?
Yeah, you gotta say that first.
Aegon Breakspear.
What?
What?
So, Aegon Breakspear, like Game of Thrones, AEGON Breakspear.
When's the last time you posted on Reddit?
About 2 months ago.
So you don't even really be on there like that.
I mean, can I give you my criticisms, please?
Go ahead.
Like,
please.
Okay. First of all, I'll say, like, you got to tell the truth where a lot of other people don't. So that's why, like, I watch your platform. But you guys are feminists. And
we're what?
I can prove it. You guys
we're
are
what?
Feminists. I can prove it.
We're feminists.
Feminists.
Okay.
Yes,
all
yes,
right.
Yes.
All right.
You guys are, for one main thing, you guys are against prostitution.
Prostitution?
Yeah, you're against it. You're against men buying hoes.
Yeah.
Wait, you're calling us feminists because we don't believe in... Look, bro, we've told you before. or we've said this before, you can go ahead and pay for Box. Like, we don't hate people that pay for Box. We're just saying you're never going to get genuine burning desire if you pay for Box. That's all we're saying. You're not going to get the girl's best.
It's true.
That's all he said. You can pay for Box if you want. You got to with it.
No, no, but you guys are against it. Like you guys have made comments, even Fresh has, were saying if you buy pussy, you'll end up hating women. But in our modern climate, you'll end up hating women anyway.
Well, you'll hate them even more if you pay for Box, bro.
I don't hate women.
You only see what will end up happening is when you pay for enough Box and you deal with enough hookers is you're going to just see the dark side of female nature as women see the dark side of male nature when they're involved in sex work.
Same thing.
That's why a lot of strippers hate men. A lot of girls that are, you know, escorts or whatever, they hate men. So I'm not telling guys like, yo, don't pay for Box. I'm just telling them if you're going to pay for Box, understand that girls are not going to respect you and you're not going to get the best of a woman.
But girls ain't respecting dudes that's not buying pussy. What are you talking about? What country do you think you live in?
No, bro.
What country do y'all think we live in where good men are respected? Or like supposed good men, like that follows like
good
the law of the Bible or the Quran.
I said it before. I'll say it again. Yes, a majority of women don't respect the majority of men. Okay. That's on you
yes,
to become.
No, what I'm saying, but like basically, okay, let's go like this. After women became equal to men in the 60s, basically they became prostitutes. So basically you have to treat every woman like a prostitute to get by in society, but you guys don't push for men to buy pussy. Honestly, that will neutralize a lot of female power. But if you go against that, basically you put men at a disadvantage because they have to vet every woman like
what's
on
your
the old school model.
Yeah, what's your argument?
That's my – no, y'all feminist. Basically, you help – that helps women. Basically, you guys not pushing that men buy pussy helps women because that is their power. Basically, we're losing to women because you guys – basically say like men will hate women if they buy pussy, but men going to end up hating women anyway when
caller,
they get their shit took away.
Caller, so you're advocating to pay for something that's free?
It's not, hold on, it's not free if she's selling it. None of it's free. What are you talking about?
It's
not free.
Nigga, it's free. You can go outside today. Get free
pussy.
You want to pay for it?
Fresh.
I don't know, bro. Are you serious right now?
How is pussy free when you got you got $100,000 cars and you're talking about some pussy is free?
Nigga, when I was broke, I got where my pussy, bro, and it was free. All I had to do was go on a date.
I don't believe you. Yo.
Honestly, bro, I could care less what you believe, bro. I know what I did. These niggas know what I did. You were not there. I could care less.
Dog, if you got pussy before you had $1 million cars, you wouldn't have got $1 million cars. I know what ugly niggas move like.
I love cars. Yo, bro, you don't
sure
start, bro.
Do.
Cars
I'm
my
sure
passion.
You do. And my mother loves real estate.
Cars.
We love the money that it comes from. Modern loves real estate. We love the money that it comes from. What are you talking about?
Yo, when I was in hold on, caller. This how dumb you are, right, bro? When I was in Barbados, what do they have?
Coconut? I don't know.
Cars and motorcycles and coconut. I had all that. I had a EK9, Honda Civic, Type R, had a Toyota 11. I had an R6 and a Yam.
You know why you had that? Because you were ugly over there, too.
So
you
obviously,
were ugly over there too. That's why you had
I love cars and bikes from way back then. So naturally speaking, when I get some money, I'll do the same thing over here. Your point is?
Yeah, nigga called it to call you ugly,
bro.
That's the real reason. That's
no,
real,
I didn't. No,
I may be ugly.
I'm not
calling
it to say fresh ugly. What I'm saying is that women are winning. Women are winning. We are losing.
Nigga, anyway, whether you pay or not, they're gonna win.
Yeah, bro.
It don't matter, bro.
I mean,
hold on. So basically, it don't matter what y'all say because they're gonna win anyway. So what y'all are y'all helping men or not?
Bro,
look,
is not about you winning a battle, bro. This is about you having what you want
to
life.
Yes, what the fuck y'all talking about? Every day you get out of bed, it's a fucking battle. We men. What the fuck y'all niggas talking about?
Look. You need to chill out for 2 seconds.
Fighting chicks, bro.
All right,
No, I'm not in the
high
top.
The red pill rage right now. Yo, look.
I'm not red pill raging.
You got to understand, dude. I've said it before. I'll say it again. All right? If guys want to pay for Box, they can. But understand that if you pay for Box, women are simply not going to respect you, and you're never going to get the best out of
girls
it.
Girls
okay?
don't respect us first anyway. What is this respecting?
Hold on. Can I finish my point, bro? Can you stop being emotional
about?
For 2 seconds? Bro,
yeah,
can you stop
bad,
being
sorry,
emotional
bro.
For 2 seconds?
I can't
seconds?
Hear you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, because you're screaming. All right? You got to calm down a little bit, man. What I'm saying is That's why we tell y'all to make your money, become the best version that you could be so that a majority of women can respect you. Now, the reality is most women don't respect most men. And most men are simps and most men are losers. Bro, we're never going to be able to save most men because most guys are blue pill, bro. That's just the reality, okay? When you see my content and it's like a fucking mainstream media thing, people go crazy and say, yo, this guy's a misogynist, this guy's crazy. Bro, the majority of the world can't handle the way that we think and the way that we view the world. So most guys are doomed, bro. That's the reality, okay? And this is why most women don't respect most men, because most men are blue pill. Women in general very rarely can respect guys that are blue pill and simps. They just can't do it. So, bro, just enjoy the fact that you're aware and maneuver the way that you can in this marketplace where you're aware.
Yo,
that's it.
But hold on. But I'm saying like this. If we're men and we're proactive, not reactive, we got to find a way to switch this system over, because it's going to come
never
to a time
switch.
Where we can
it is
retire.
Never
switch,
bro.
Going to switch,
that,
my
friend.
We are
never
going to
switch, bro.
It's never going to switch.
You know
feminism is here.
Oh, okay. Let's
and
go like
women
this.
Aren't
so,
changing.
But you're also gaslighting men, saying basically women won't respect you if you buy pussy. All rich
they
men
won't.
Buy pussy. Rich men buy pussy.
And,
you
know,
friends,
and they, women don't respect them.
Respect them. Thank you.
Hold on. Back it up. So they respect y'all? Bitches respect y'all?
We're not tricking and sipping on them.
Bro, you do
bitches respect
like,
y'all. Are you telling, nigga, y'all faking like a motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Bitches respect right, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. Bitches don't respect the dude that owns Amazon, but they respect y'all two niggas.
Bro. We just told you already, a majority of women don't respect a majority of men.
Hold
There's going to be
like this.
Girls that don't
bitches
respect
don't
them,
respect Leonardo DiCaprio,
that.
But they respect y'all two niggas. Bitches don't respect. What the
fuck? Man. Look, bro. It's very simple, man. It's about being the highest status guy that you can be. Yo, can you be quiet for 2 seconds, bro? Like, you're just being super emotional and saying a bunch of dumb shit, man.
Feminine.
Yo, I'm saying, you become the best person that you could be so you can find a girl that you like, that reciprocates you and respects you. But for you to be able to do that, to find that girl, to get her to respect you, a girl that's worthy of liking, that's respecting you, by the way, because a lot of these girls don't fucking deserve. You don't want to deal with them anyway because they're hoes. I'm talking about you being able to attract a girl that's worth a goddamn, and then she respects you because you're that fucking guy, bro. Okay? You don't have to have every girl respect.
That's a gaslight. That is a gaslight. You know how many niggas who respect is in divorce court? You know how many niggas who respect is in divorce court? What are you talking about?
I'm answering your stupid ass question. All right? I'm answering your fucking
question. No, but disrespect? What is this respect thing? Who said women?
God damn, bro.
What do you want?
Yo, bitches don't respect you, nigga, because you're emotional as fuck, and all you have to do is.
Bitches respect you as soon as you got money, right? Bitches respect you as soon as you got money, right?
Bro, you're crying and complaining.
Bitches respected you when you got keys, right?
No, you're being emotional right now, and you're crying and complaining about something that's
truth,
not going to change.
Yo.
You're
bitches
trying to rationalize.
Respect none of us. Y'all think y'all cool. You think you're cool because y'all got cars and money. Y'all not better than niggas with cars and money, but y'all saying y'all are. Y'all weird.
What the hell are you talking about? We never said we're better than them. We never said we're better than them.
Real fast. So y'all are better than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did we ever say that?
You guys are cooler. No, you guys are better than Johnny Depp. You guys are.
Nigga,
you guys are better than The Rock.
When did we say that?
Is that there are dudes that have more status and more power than you that have been drugged to their knees by bitches, and y'all acting like y'all cooler than the niggas. That shit is crazy.
We never said that.
So?
We never said that. But they are blue pill, though.
Ugly as shit. Shut
up. They are blue pill. But they are blue pill, though.
They're blue. Oh, really? They're blue pill, really. They're niggas with all the money.
Johnny Depp was in an abusive relationship with Amber Heard.
Are billionaires blue pill?
Yes.
So the niggas that make the planet move are blue pill.
Nigga,
bro, we can't even have a conversation with you. You're a blue pill, nigga.
You're a blue pill
for not knowing.
Yo.
Yeah, nigga, you're a fucking blue pill.
Hold on. The people that make the rules of this planet are blue pill.
What's wrong with this?
Yeah.
Is this guy retarded?
There are people like you.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
You're a fucking blue pill. That's why I can't have this conversation with you.
I'm
this
not
why
blue pill, dog.
Yeah.
Holy
dog,
fuck.
Y'all said women will respect you if you get money. You said women will respect you.
Women don't
care about your money
a lot of the time. You fucking retard.
You say women will respect you if you have
just
money.
Just fucking manners for shit. Figured out female nature, and he's calling into the show. Ooh, let me do this. I got these niggas. I'm gonna get them. Yeah, first, you're ugly. You're ugly. You're better than niggas. I have one of your most. You get the fuck out of here, man. You go pay for some pussy. Get mad because bitches don't like you, and she wants to get the fuck out as soon as she's done sucking your
dirty
ass.
So bitches liked you before you got money, right? Bitches loved you before you got money, right?
You are fucking dirty and musty. You sound like you got like
you
the fuck.
They feminine. You hear they words? They sound like
you're
told y'all. They feminine.
You cholesterol. You fucking loser.
I told you they feminine, y'all. Listen to them. Listen how they cry.
You are fucking dusty. You fucking Section 8 sounding motherfucker.
Yo, y'all sound just like Cynthia G.
You're all over the place, crooked, looking dirty as fuck. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Y'all sound just like
Cynthia
G. Yo, this shit is crazy. I told y'all I was going to turn y'all into hoes.
You know the niggas
that tell you what you're supposed to
say. Get outside. Man. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You just got your apartment for $400 a month out in Baltimore somewhere, you dirty ass nigga. Get
yo,
the fuck out of here.
Yo, don't be talking with a bitch on the corner in the Bronx.
About me complaining, hey bro, man, what are you talking about, man? They're all friends, nigga. I'd be mad at witches, bitches too. If I were like you, fucking these bitches with a fucking patty,
no,
with dirty
I'm
ass,
mad. I'm not
HIV, motherfucker. How rush your dumb ass? How fucking day? The
you
fuck
lie.
You want to talk about,
so
man?
Nigga, Chris Dickey went to the fucking
cheap
okay.
Cards to buy milk. Get the fuck out of here, you fat piece of shit. You drink your shit whole milk. I guarantee you fucking do. You fucking bum. You out here asking for discount the Subway like a bitch ass nigga. You fucking bum. So fuck out of here talking all this shit. Talk about fresh and ugly. Blah, blah. He get more bitches than you, nigga. You out here fucking crack whore. Complain to me. You got called right now. Collect.
Fresh
out nigga,
of drive around and Transformers get drilled the light.
You got caught up, motherfucker. 1-800 collect. You fucking here at 1-800 collect, you fucking bum. The fuck out of here. I guarantee you. You call this right now. A text down number. You fucking dirty, bum-ass nigga. Can't pay for your fucking phone bill. Nigga, you probably use Cricket to pay for your shit.
God.
Holy shit, man. You fucking bum.
Wow.
Nigga, I'm about to call you right now saying give me $20. Get the fuck out of here.
Perfect. Get the whole milk.
The fuck out of here, man.
Whole milk.
These bum-ass niggas calling in talking shit. I'll roast your dumb-ass all day, man.
No.
The fuck out of here, man.
Bro,
you use deodorant that leaves white stains, man. You fucking dirty ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Nigga, man.
Yo, the whole milk had me dying,
yeah,
bro.
Man. Nigga said whole milk, bro.
Nigga drink
whole
milk,
man.
Fatality.
Drink
whole milk,
body, bro. Holy.
Fatality.
That was a W rant. Destroyer, man.
Wow.
I hate these dirty ass bum niggas talking shit, man. Nigga smoke menthols, man.
Menthols.
Fingernails dirty as shit.
Cleaners or red pill.
Niggas
come on,
splint,
bro.
Niggas splint blunts with 17-year-olds like a fucking loser. The fuck out of here, man.
Yo.
All right, who do we got
funny,
next?
Bro.
We got a hater?
He was funny, though. He was funny.
That's what you got to do. You just got to cook these dummies, man.
He says he's an extreme hater.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
1-5-4-7, you're up. 1-5-4-7, you're up.
We got you.
1-5-4.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
You're a hater?
Yeah,
what do you
so I just got some things to say.
Say it.
So, okay, I heard a nigga that just came on here before that said that Fresh was like fucking fat and shit and like y'all are not fit and shit. Like, I'm like confused about that, but I was going to say one thing actually. Y'all are like fake as fuck. I'm just going to say that off the rip. Y'all are fucking fake as fuck.
Are we fake?
I don't know why, what's his name, Myron, tries to portray himself as an athlete. That nigga's a rower. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, like, the fuck is that? Like,
okay, so do you know what rowing is?
I mean, isn't that fucking, like, rowing a boat, my nigga? The fuck?
You're retarded, bro.
Okay, are you aware that rowers have the highest VO2 max of all other athletes and it's one of the hardest sports?
Yeah, and did you know that rowing is not a fucking sport?
It's at the Olympics, so it's a sport, dude. It definitely is.
Anyways, it's not really my point. That's not really my main point. Yeah.
You're trying to insult
okay, no.
sports? Trying to say I'm not an athlete or some shit like that? Because I wrote division.
I mean, that's not really my main point. You're fucking ugly.
No,
what's your main point?
Hold on, real quick. If you're really a man, drop your fucking Instagram right now.
Ooh.
All right,
drop
your Instagram right now.
The fuck?
All right, what is it?
A-N-D dot L
make
on
it
TikTok.
Open too. Don't make it hidden. You better have some recent pictures
all
on there.
I bet, my nigga. A-N-D dot L on TikTok and A-N-D dot L on fucking
let's look at this
Instagram.
Fucking clown.
Fuck.
One more time.
What's wrong with this nigga? The fuck?
A-N-D what?
8-N-D dot L.
Okay. They're typing it in right now. Hold on.
Dot L.
8-N-D dot L.
That's him?
Like the fuck?
Pull it up on screen real quick, Bill. Let's see.
Oh. What the fuck?
Bro. Yo, every nigga
like
that.
Yo,
like 15 years old, bro? 12? Nigga.
Yo.
Nigga, he took
my I'm fucking 18. I'm 18. I'm 18,
yo,
actually, nigga.
Nigga, bro. What the fuck,
nah,
man?
This is too easy, bro.
Nigga. Yo, I'll start cooking your dumbass right now, you Lion King reject. Get the fuck up out of here, man.
This nigga trying to be Michael Jackson.
Nigga, put dildo up on the face.
My nigga, you talking
a dumbass selfie with a stupid gang sign in the bathroom with soap on his face.
Yo, this nigga talking shit, my nigga. You got me outside.
Yo, what was going through your mind? You're sitting there in the bathroom doing this dumb shit with your phone looking at you. Like, what was going through your mind?
Shut the fuck up, autistic fuck. Shut up.
Weirdo.
This nigga's tripping, bro. This nigga's tripping, my nigga. Yo, shut the fuck up.
Look at yourself. You're fucking tripping. Edgar.
Edgar. I got more bitches than you. Shut up.
Let's go to the next one.
Oh,
yo,
my God.
What the fuck, nigga? Yo, you are a fucking dirty-ass Susan there. Yo, you a dirty bum, bro. You're a dirty fucking bum. Look at his shoes. Yo, Edgar, fuck wrong with your house, man. You got a bunch of medals for being a fucking loser, bro.
Exactly. I'm a fucking loser. I'm a soccer player. I'm a high school player. I'm a soccer player.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
The fuck? I don't fucking row and shit. The fuck you row? You're a rower. What the fuck?
What are you doing? You're taking pictures with soap on your face. What the fuck is that?
Deodorant.
Nigga, deodorant. Wait, hold on. Talk about deodorant. Talk about eating right. Nigga, you just
got her phone. I got her
phone.
Nigga, I got her phone.
You talking about, man?
Nigga,
you just grabbed her. You wanted to go to San Diego 5 minutes ago, my nigga. Like,
man, you want a taco? You got you, bro. You want a taco?
I want to go back to the profile?
Bro,
yo.
On the house.
Yo, what the fuck?
Bro, listen, my nigga, I got shit going for myself. I got my shit going for myself.
What the fuck, man? Edgar!
At least I got more followers on my shit than you. I'm not tripping. They like how I look.
Who's on the table, Javier? Some tacos on the table, Javier.
This is crazy, bro. This is crazy. Y'all niggas not even letting me speak, bro.
Nigga, cause you're a kid, bro.
Keep going through the profile. Keep going through this shit.
I'm gonna tell you this, nigga. I'm gonna put it on you, nigga.
Bro, niggas
calling me. Yo, what the fuck, bro?
Oh, my
yo,
God.
What the fuck? Dude, keep going.
Yo,
if it niggas like this baby face, yo, you got no face or you're trying to talk shit. If it's baby face, pussy boys like you that got the most to say, bro. You weigh 150 pounds fucking
weight,
you fucking
that's
bitch.
That's how I know y'all. This nigga just called me ugly. I'm the best looking in the fucking country, nigga.
Bro, you look like a kid. What the fuck? You look like a junior in high school, nigga. You still wear jeans.
My nigga, the girls like
you,
man.
Listen. I mean,
80,000.
You know what you look like? I'll tell you right now what you look like. You look like that stupid ass thing that gets in the bathroom, y'all. You want to play me for pencil break for a dollar? That's what you fucking look like, man. You that weirdo in high school. You with the dirty uptown. With the fucking stupid ass Jansport. You are a fucking baby face pussy that weighs 130 pounds, man. You're a fucking loser.
I weigh 190 pounds, my nigga. What's up?
This nigga looking like
Paul Stone
from Mario, bro.
Mamma mia!
What the fuck, man? You taking hella pictures with a middle finger. You want to be a gang member bad.
I mean, shit, as I said, 80,000 people think I look good, so I don't really care.
Who?
80,000?
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
Nigga, how old are you?
fucking 18.
How old are you, bro?
18.
Bye. Get out of here, man.
Shit, man. You're a loser, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You don't know shit about life. You're a fucking dumbass kid. We just roasted your dumbass. Get the fuck out of here, man. Little kids like you be talking all this
hold
shit.
Hold
the L,
nigga. Yeah, hold the L, nigga. Yeah. Why does nigga try to be easy breezy?
Yo, you
about
to get
cooked,
bro. This nigga wanted some attention, man. You just wanted some attention, Javier. Huh?
You
know
got
what
it.
You wanted, bro?
You got it, bro.
Yeah, I already got him out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking loser, bro.
Yo,
here's the funny part. Yo, it be niggas like that talk shit the most, bro.
Yo, 18 years old.
Dude, doing a bunch of stupid gang signs and shit like that. You need to go back to school, Javier.
Yo, nigga wore the same shoes in both photos, bro. Some Dior shoes, bro.
The light-up shoes killed
yeah,
me, bro.
Yeah, Dior shoes, bro.
Yo,
bro,
the light-up.
Same shoes in both photos.
Honestly, we should make you dumbass niggas that want to call in and talk shit. We should make you fucking guys show your Instagram,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, the light-up. We should make y'all niggas show your Instagram,
bro.
Talking
on the smack.
Bro.
Oh, nigga, who are you?
120 pounds, man.
Okay.
18 years old fucking kid. Doesn't know shit about life, bro.
I like
shit. What is really?
You
Edgar. Fucking idiot. Nigga,
fuck about
nigga,
here.
Edgar.
Nigga had the light up Skechers, bro.
Put us on the table, Edgar.
Yo.
Put us on the table.
This nigga's a loser, man.
Oh, man.
Who's next, man?
Nigga,
oh, no.
I'm about to roast him in his comments.
This was shit.
IRS commented.
Yeah, that's funny, bro.
Nigga's about to cook him in the comments,
man.
Bro.
Yo.
Saucy. Yo, honestly, we should make a rule. All haters got to show their Instagram.
Boom, let's do it.
But they won't do it, though.
No, they won't.
They won't.
Oh, I got banned on Instagram.
Yeah, nigga said,
come
I
on,
got
bro.
Banned on Instagram. Shut up.
Come on, man.
Shut the fuck
Damn
up.
Banning your ass,
you
bro.
Lying, man. You ain't that
Shot
important,
me.
Nigga. You got 10
Fact.
Followers.
Fact.
You think niggas are going to... Bro, they only ban you when you actually have a platform and people listen to you and you have
yes.
influence. Nobody gives a fuck about your dumb ass. Niggas be, oh, you got banned for talking about them boys. Shut up.
Oh,
you're
man.
A fucking nobody. Nobody cares what you got to say.
Fact.
You got 10 followers, nigga. Get the fuck up out of here, man. He just didn't want to show himself.
Yeah.
Who's up next? Edgar,
yeah, that nigga's
yeah. A lot of you haters
bro.
Don't even deserve a response. Like, we should just start cooking y'all niggas, man. That's what we should do.
Who are you to comment?
Just make fun of y'all, man.
On us,
like, just do. You're a rower, bro. Then you put the fucking thing on him, nigga. The fucking in the bathroom. Yo, what the fuck is this, Edgar?
Yo,
man, middle fingers. Yo, niggas is roasting him. Yo, these guys
put,
like this that talk
yo,
the most shit, bro.
Nigga put deodorant on his face, bro.
Nigga got a white beater on. Nigga actually took a picture of himself with a white beater on, man. What the fuck, bro?
He got the, oh,
he got the, yo.
He got the engagement he wanted.
Yeah, though. Niggas is roasting him, though. Grow up, kid. You're an embarrassment.
You might want to cook all right, your ass.
All right, man. Let's get this thing out of here,
man.
This fucking loser out of here, bro.
Oh, man.
Fucking dumbass
Edgar!
Kid.
Edgar!
When I was 18 years old, I wasn't caught in the shows talking shit like this, dumbass.
Russ playing video games.
Yeah, that nigga's a loser.
Working as
well. Who's up next?
Crazy. 0274, you're up. He says he's a hater. 0274.
0274, what's up?
Let's go.
What you got to say?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you.
Yeah.
All right, mm-hmm. Boom. I'm about to break it down. Let
right,
me cook because I'm about to serve God, niggas.
Hold on. Before you break it down, what's your
yeah,
Instagram? I said before you break it down, what's your right, Instagram?
Fresh. I'm about to tell you, listen, fresh as hell 360, fresh as hell 360. Let me break you niggas down, though.
Hold on, one word
fresh
or what
one
is hell?
You can spell fresh as hell 360.
All right.
You can spell, Myron. Let me break it down.
Break
I'm about
down,
to break
bro.
You down. Can I cook?
Hey,
I
Tyrone.
Cook? Okay, boom. You
No picks.
No
picks?
Myron and Fresh,
bro.
You all.
Hold on, pull
it.
Y'all
gonna let me cook or what?
Even a real? No. Show
it's,
Myron
it's
and
fake,
Fresh.
It's a fake
show,
profile.
No, show them. Show them.
Yeah, pull it up.
It's fake.
We'll see.
It's not
this
fake.
Nigga.
I don't do no fake shit.
Nigga, then why are you
break it down?
No,
oh,
nigga. No,
does,
nigga.
He does OnlyFans interviews. Go to tag photos real quick.
No,
nothing's there.
We gotta find out who the hell you are, nigga. What's your real shit, man?
Wait. You gonna let me cook or what? You said
no.
You need to call in. Let me cook.
No. We need to know who you are first.
That nigga butt hurt.
He trying to advertise.
Yeah. What's your shit, bro?
You about to find out. You about to find out if you let me cook.
No, bro. If you don't drop your real shit, we're gonna kick you off the line.
You know what? If you're real, post on your story.
You better kick me off because what's about to come? You don't want no smoke. So, yeah. So, take the coward way out and kick me off. Take the coward way out. Go ahead. Do it.
No, you're taking the coward way out. You don't want niggas to see who you are.
Nigga, this is simple.
No,
we'll
I'm about to cook. You not letting
no,
me cook.
No,
you not letting me cook, Myron.
Post your
this
shit.
This is yours. Post on your story. Put your view. If you're confident.
That's mine. No, I'm about to break it. If you don't let me, you don't You rather mess with bitch ass niggas like Edgar and shit who can't get y'all no smoke. So that's why you gonna hang up on me. I ain't
okay,
no bitch ass nigga like Edgar. I got receipts,
okay,
nigga. I got receipts,
hey,
nigga.
Bro. He's 18, bro.
But I posted a picture.
He's
bro.
Only
it's
18,
simple.
Man.
All right,
post
so let me cook y'all niggas. Stop. Don't
Whoa.
Run from a fight, Myron.
Right.
Don't run
it right
from a fight. Let me
You're
cook,
right now. We just told you the rules.
Nigga scared.
You can say whatever you want.
So we about to make an Instagram battle?
Post your shit, bro.
Yeah, post your shit.
Myron, Myron, if you're scared of me, just say you're scared. I'll leave you alone. Myron,
no,
if you're scared of me, just say you're scared of me. I'll leave you alone.
I'm here. You can see me.
You can't post
I don't
picture.
Know who the fuck you are. Post your shit,
and
then you can see me.
Oh, so now.
Why are you so
I just
scared?
Gave you my Instagram. I just gave you my Instagram.
Nothing's there, bro.
That's not there.
Nigga,
nothing's there. Nothing's there.
Bro, that's just a lip balm, bro.
That's a catfish.
No, lip balm. Hey yo, fresh, shut your ass up. That ain't no lip balm. My shit is
healthy.
Nigga, you Please let me bring it to you real quick. It's only going to take 2 minutes.
No. This is how it's going to go. You're going to show us who the fuck you are before you talk your shit. That's how it's going to go.
If not, you can leave.
If not, then no. Because you're the coward here. You don't
want to. If y'all bitches just say it. Now y'all changing the rules. When I call, y'all change the rules when I call, right?
Hey, bro.
Right?
Hey. No, we just said that.
We just
when
said
I
the
call,
rules.
Man. Now y'all changing the rules. You just said if you a hater, call up. I called up. Now you change the rules. If you scared, say
you're scared. See what I look like, man. This is not fair, bro. This is not fair. What the fuck, man? These niggas are going to know I'm fat as fuck and I'm a mouth breather now. Fuck, man.
I have let go. Hey, Myron, let's go. I've been waiting on this. Let's go, Myron. Let's go.
No. Drop your shit, bro. Drop your shit. Stop being a coward. You're the real
Myron,
coward.
Listen to me, Myron. I got receipts. Let me cook you niggas.
Receipts. Next. You ain't
nigga,
got shit, bro. Get the fuck up out
Wait,
of here, man.
Receipts. Fresh. Post a pic, bro.
Bro, fresh as hell, bro. Nigga, change your name to Zesty as hell.
Yeah, man. Get the fuck up out of here, bro. Like, yo, you got to show your shit, bro. You want to talk shit? I want to see these motherfuckers that are talking shit. Let's get the next person on the line.
You scared, bro.
This fucking loser gave us a troll fucking thing, man. Like, nah, bro. Like, you want to talk shit? We want to see who the fuck you are, bro.
But if it was you, post a picture on your story. If it's you, shoot me that hard. And take it off after. But
I don't
know
what the fuck you talking about, bro.
Nigga scared, bro.
Yeah.
He had receipts, right, bro? Receipts is showing us a picture of you.
Niggas in the chat saying LFNF. Bro, the dude is scared to show himself. Who's the real L here?
Yeah, for real.
Who's the real L?
Again, emotional.
Like, bro, like, what the fuck, man? Like, what other YouTuber is going to open the phone lines, have someone call in, let them talk shit? Like, no one else does that.
Hey,
we're the only ones that do that shit.
At least
show who the fuck you are.
The option to do it, he didn't want to
show.
Show
who the fuck you are.
He got an option. He was scared.
And he didn't want to show it. Nigga gave us a... Bro, you don't want to know what the telltale sign was? He gave us a fake Instagram.
A lipstick.
Like, he gave us a lipstick Instagram.
And, bro, either way, post a picture. If it's you. Simple.
All right. Who's up next? Hey, he could call back into the show. Save his number. He can call back into the show. But
he's not saved. But you.
He
ain't saved, though.
Whatever.
All right, man. Who's next?
Who's up next?
This one says hater pending. Or pending hater.
Right.
5655, you're up. 5655, you are up.
He's a fucking coward, bro.
Don't
be mad at us, bro. We told
yourself,
him he could cook.
Put yourself
we told him he could say whatever he got to say, but you got to show yourself first. Nigga didn't want to. Bro, he was doing everything in his power to not fucking show himself, bro. Yo, what's
5655, you're up.
Yo, Fresh.
Yo.
You hear me?
Yeah,
yo, we hear you, bro.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not no hater, man. First, I just wanted to say, man, I appreciate the podcast.
He didn't pay.
Oh, okay. Nigga gave him that yeet.
God damn.
All right, who's up next?
Thank you, bro.
I actually took no pleasure doing that because I, you know, for fellow supporters, bro.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Damn.
0413, you're up. 0413, you're up.
People said, Myron, duck that guy. Yo, are you guys fucking stupid, bro?
Yeah.
Like, yo, we have an open line. Hold on one second.
Yo.
We have an open line. Let people call into the show. We tell them you can talk shit, but show us a fucking picture of yourself. Do it. They don't want to fucking do it. You tell me. I fucking duck, bro. What the fuck y'all talking about, man?
I'll give you this, though. You have a Simonis? He talks shit, but he shows his face.
Mm. Like, bro. Like, yo, if people want to go ahead and talk shit, we just want to see who the fuck is talking shit, bro.
Edgar! Yo, that was hilarious, right, bro.
Yo.
0413, you back on?
Fucking idiot.
Yo, Myron, like, I got a quick question for you niggas, man. Like, the nigga Myron be talking about, he always preaching this girls trip thing, like, girls can't take girls trip. Didn't your girl go on a girls trip, bro, and then you try to justify it all live on the channel and everything, like, oh, I got her passwords and all of this. But, bro, you be preaching the same type of nonsense to the whole world, talking about DJ Envy and all these other celebrities who girls go on girls trips, and your girl doing the same thing. That's
on
number
a trip.
One.
Who are you talking about?
You don't remember on YouTube, you was talking about Angie. She went to the beach. She just went to the beach with her friends. She just went to the beach with her friend. You try to justify it like, you know, she's still going to the
– That's in Miami.
Bro, listen, man. You two niggas are walking contradictions, bro. Like, you niggas always preaching this shit and then do the reverse.
Hold on one second. First and foremost, what's your Instagram, nigga?
First of all, I don't have Instagram, and I'm not even lying. I don't have Instagram.
You got a LinkedIn or some shit?
Facebook.
You got
LinkedIn,
something.
You got something,
motherfucker. Because, yo, real talk,
man.
From this point forward, all you fucking haters that want to call in, I want to see what you fucking losers look like. Because a lot of y'all got a lot to say, but you motherfuckers got 3 chins, make 30K per year, talk a bunch of shit, and you niggas stink. I want to see what the fuck some of y'all niggas talking about. Because,
hold
yo, the reality
on,
is,
hold on, no.
Yeah. No, because we're fighting back to you fucking losers. I want to see the motherfuckers that talk shit behind the
fucking mic.
Real talk, because a lot of you motherfuckers are losers, fat slobs, piece of shit bums, talking shit about us, criticizing us, talking about your girl went on a trip. Nigga, she went to fucking Miami, the beach, same place that we live, you fucking dumbass, and she told me about it. What else you got to say? You want to sit here and lie and say your girl went on a trip? Nigga, she went to a beach in Miami, and we live in Miami, you fucking retard. The fuck you
okay,
talking about?
Okay. Let me address this.
You wrong. First thing that you said is wrong.
Let me address this.
Drop your shit. I just addressed your dumbass shit when I shouldn't have. What is your goddamn Instagram right now? I'm about to cook your dumbass, nigga. Because you want to see us support
you? Hold on. See, you trying to over-talk. Like, why can't niggas get their points out? Why can't niggas get their points out, though?
Drop your fucking LinkedIn. I know you got a picture on the internet, you fucking loser. You're seeing me right now.
Why can't
niggas
get their points out, though?
Your phone ass on a real camera. You dirty.
Hold on. You scared of the smoke, bro. You looking for niggas to bring the smoke, and you scared of the smoke, bro.
It's Miami,
man.
What are you talking about?
Man, that shit fake as hell, bro.
We're not trained.
All that extra. You're using that law enforcement shit. You trying to use that law enforcement shit. That law enforcement shit don't work, bro. Ain't nobody scared of that weird ass shit you doing, bro. Listen, hold on.
Right now.
Hold on, man. Why you be kicking bitches out? Why you be saying, get the fuck out of here, get your bitches ass out of here, but when it's men, it's, I would like you to leave, please. But when it's bitches, it's like, get the fuck out of here. Both you bitches,
because
get the fuck out of here. But when it's
like
men, it's like, I would like you to leave, please. Get the fuck out of here,
because
bro.
Because the men don't disrespect like the women do, you fucking dumbass. And
get
I've rarely
the fuck
had
out of here. Nah, because you know you'll get snuffed. You know you'll get snuffed. You know you'll get punched in the mouth. That's why you're real more respectful with the men. Fuck out of here.
The only thing that
man,
just
listen,
up
fuck out of here, bro. You're very respectful
yo,
with the men. You're very
right
gentle. Man,
you know
listen. Fuck out of here, bro. You're very
Trip.
Gentle
you
with the men. You're very gentle with the men.
Get the fuck up out of here,
man.
Get your weird ass out of here, bro.
You're very gentle with the men. But with the women, it's get your fuck out of here, you bitches. You fucking hoes. You dumbass hoes. You bitches. You bitches. But with the men. With the
drop
man, you're very gentle. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here with all that weird shit, bro. All
so
that
scared?
Weird shit don't work.
So
listen, man.
Listen, man. Listen, man. Now you want to change the rules to some. Now you want to change the rules to some Instagram shit.
Now you want to change
the rules to some Instagram shit, bro. You weird as hell, bro. You weird as hell,
bro. I thought I was gonna be able to talk shit.
Fresh, you just need to be quiet, Fresh. Fresh, you just need to be quiet because you soft as
pudding. Oh man, come on, dude.
You soft as pudding. You just need to be quiet. Listen, hold on, time out, man. Like you want to change the rules now because you scared of the smoke. You weak as hell, bro.
Nigga, I just cooked you without even saying it. But I know if I see your dumb ass, I'm going to cook you even harder,
bro,
and you know it.
What did you cook?
You out here on a beach
to
trip.
You use your ex-law enforcement shit to your advantage, bro. Niggas would have been punched you in the mouth. You're not really on that, bro. Stop with the fake shit, bro.
Are you
weird as hell?
Fat ass?
You weird
as
hell? No, I'm on the phone right now. No, I'm on the phone right now.
Yeah, bro.
You're not punching nothing. You don't even want to show
you. You niggas is weird as hell. You weird as hell, bro. You're trying to change the rules. You're
trying to get to my show to talk shit about me, to talk about my girl. You're the weirdo, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? You
listen, man.
I know who the fuck
you
are. You
are a contradiction. You be contradicting yourself all the time. You contradict yourself all the time. Fuck out of here, nigga.
How?
You constantly got to justify everything in your life. You constantly got to justify it on the show. Bro, stop with the weird shit, bro.
Give me an example.
Stop with the weird shit, bro. Stop with the weird shit. Niggas be running down on you and all this shit. Nigga, you want to pull a blicky out. Like, you be treating niggas very gentle on the show. All the men, you treat them very gentle and shit. Like, you don't have no type of same type of energy with the men like you do to women, bro. You fake as hell, bro. You really a fraud. You're a fraud out here. That's crazy.
So wait. So I'm a fraud for pulling out a gun on people?
No. Don't try to go back to that. Listen, address this. Why do you be real gentle with the men but be so aggressive with the women? What type of time is you really on out here? Like, why you be so gentle with the men? You be asking them politely to leave your show.
Hey, I'm going to ask you politely to drop your Instagram. Why are you so scared, bro?
Bro, listen. You see what I'm saying?
Why are you so scared to drop your Instagram?
You're always telling the girls they be deflecting, and look at you deflecting right now. Address the point, bro.
I've already told you. I told you. Women are disrespectful. Men aren't. It's not the same. Get the fuck up out of here, man.
What the fuck do you mean?
You're fucking scared.
He answered you.
You're scared.
Yo, Fresh, shut up. Fresh, shut up.
I just answered. Fresh, I'm not scared for you, bro. You're scared. I just answered. I'm getting emotional.
Man, bro, you niggas is so cat, bro.
You wish you could be us, bro, but you're a weirdo. So
I don't wish I could be shit. I don't wish I could be a walking contradiction. I don't want to be a walking contradiction out here. You niggas is out here, bro.
You want to call us a walking contradiction, but you want to call into our show, talk shit, and not even reveal yourself. Who's the real coward?
Weirdo.
Bro, listen. This is not what that's about. It's not about revealing.
Why are you scared? Tell me why you're scared.
Bro, this nigga told me. Bro, you try. Listen, I don't have Instagram. I already told you. You on some social media weird shit, bro. Listen.
Yo, explain to yourself. Explain to me. Why you're talking shit, but you don't want to reveal yourself? Tell me that. Who's the real bitch?
Yo, listen. I'm asking you a question, bro. Stop ducking the smoke, my nigga. Why are you so gentle with the men?
You can't even show your face.
You didn't answer shit. Why are you so gentle with the men, but so aggressive with the women?
But she went to the beach because you can't tell the difference. You broke motherfucker making $20,000 per year.
Man, fuck out of here, bro. You a walking contradiction, my nigga. You a walking contradiction. You a walking contradiction, bro.
You fucking piece of shit. Get the fuck up out of here, man.
Yeah, of course your boy's going to laugh. Of course your weird-ass boy's going to laugh. All them niggas is weird as hell. Your nigga Mo is like 500 pounds. You got a bunch of weirdos around here. You niggas ain't on shit. Man, get the fuck out of here. You niggas is all cat, bro.
You're a coward.
I just got here, man. What's going on, man?
Real coward. You don't even want to look at me. Having a real conversation.
You
want to
look at me?
You don't want to show yourself. Who's the real bitch here? I've had niggas face to face with me. I got a fucking Glock
ready to shoot them. You don't even want to fucking show your face. That's how much of a coward you are. You don't even want to fucking show who the fuck
you got a Glock. You so much you got a Glock, bro. You such a cat.
I guarantee you.
So
I already know.
Get the
fuck
out of here, you fake as hell, nigga. Shut the fuck up, you fake as hell. All you niggas fake as hell. Suck a dick.
Throw your shit. Okay, man. We're here. Yo, we're here 4K.
We're here every day.
Bro, we're here. You won't even show yourself. That's how much of a coward you are. So who's the real coward?
We're here every day, bro.
Who's the real coward?
Every day we're here.
Yep.
Fucking loser.
All right, hang on, man. We got a show to run.
Who's up next?
We got some chats?
Yeah, let's read chats first, man. Sorry, chat. I have to rush this, but we got an after-hour show, man.
Manny says, quick question,
guys.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah. Would you be able to bring on someone who does business consulting or business lawyers? This would be extremely helpful for all of us, forthcoming entrepreneurs.
Watch the episodes that we did with the Pratts.
Yeah. God bless. Joe says, too much self-improvement, FedEx. Always had me thinking I wasn't good enough for girls, not being shredded, / perfect in every aspect. You guys saying looks aren't everything, how my confidence tons. But how do you show value during cold approach without looks involved? It's simple, bro. You talk. You can talk to somebody, have a conversation, and it flows. And for most people, you talk to girls, you get frightened, you get afraid. You're almost like, you know, I want to say intimidated. But if you're confident in your speech and how you move forward, it's fine. So looks do matter in a sense, but it's not everything. So to put everything in perspective, looks, for example, with T. Shanley, taking care of yourself, dressing well, be confident, and speech will get you way further than just having looks alone. So I would say that. Who's next? We got Celebrone says, get Cat Williams on your show. He'll be in Florida the 1st of February, 2024. Dude, I want to top him so bad, but I don't know, man.
He did it twice. So Don DeMarco.
He did it twice.
Celebrone?
Yeah, he did the same thing
again,
twice. Yeah.
$50. Bro, why do we have the AC up, man? It's fucking cold in here.
It's cold. That'll be fire, though, bro. Cat on the show.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. With some girls.
All right, shout FNF, all love, no homo. I'm 19, stuck to real estate, and I'm now partnered with a company. I have 5 deal closing this month, another 12 in February, and I'm planning on buying 4 properties in Dubai, July. I love Top on a quick call for some advice. Okay. Just DM consult, all caps, but I'm not cheap, bro. So don't be a brokey when I hit you back up.
Corey,
I know in Miami is different, but don't you think advocating for the nuclear family is the key to functioning society? Absolutely, bro. We do advocate for the nuclear family all the time.
Best way.
Love the show, Myron. Please share where you get your hair provider done. Was it FUT or FUR? Shit, I don't remember. But I did it in Fort Lauderdale. Can you potentially do a money episode on business credit, how to leverage it? We've done that already, bro. Go check the episode that we did. I've got a new business, and I've attached all of your guys' episodes on credit cards, but there's not too much content on there, how to build it from nothing. We did a whole episode on how to build credit with low to no credit.
Yeah.
You want to be an authorized user, bro. That's the easiest way to get in quickly. Mo Broken Chair, yo, mind. A lot of these pro blacks keep making up these think pieces on you not being black because they claim you're an Arab and even seen a piece on No Jumper. Black Americans do not own blackness. They are Afro-Hispanics, Afro-Arabs. Bro, I don't even argue with these idiots, bro. Like, these idiots, like, they fuck them, dude. Like, I'm a nigga just like y'all, man. Trust me. If it was 1951, I'd be in the color section with all you motherfuckers.
African-Americans.
It's fucking ridiculous,
Simple.
Bro, how some of these people are so stupid. Went on a first date with a girl, was slightly nervous as she was beautiful in it, but had a great convo. She asked me to text her when I got home. I texted her. She replied saying she didn't feel connection. What that mean?
Nigga.
You're boring, nigga.
Yo.
You're boring.
She told you to text her when you get home.
Yeah.
You're following her lead, bro.
Yeah. You're boring, maybe soft, whatever it may be. You don't have an edge. Whenever
again,
a girl says, I didn't feel the connection, 9 out of 10 times you're just boring or you weren't attractive.
Again,
you don't got an edge.
Guys get intimidated. They get nervous. Bro.
And she felt it.
She takes a poop. She pees too as well.
Yeah.
She's a human being,
she
bro.
She felt that you were pedestalizing her.
Wait, girls poop?
Yeah. She felt like you were.
They poop, bro. They do poop.
Because here's the thing. You were said that you were nervous. Trust me, she could feel it, bro. And she was like, oh, this nigga's never been around girls before.
She felt it all right.
Loser. Bonzo goes, yo, these haters have a combined 70 IQ between them. LOL, these guys are pure comedy. Yeah, I know. And that's why they're scared to show themselves. I know some of you are like, LFNF. Nah, bro. Like, real talk. I want you motherfuckers to sit there and get criticized every single day by keyboard fucking warriors, people talking shit. They haven't accomplished anything in their life, and they want to fucking call in to talk shit. Cool. You could talk as much shit as you want, but we want to know who the fuck is on the other line. That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking. And these motherfuckers are scared to show themselves. Nigga gave a fake Instagram. This dude don't want to give a shit. You changed the rules. Yeah, we changed the rules. So now the trolls have to reveal themselves.
And I guarantee you, if that was a requirement from the very beginning,
niggas will not call in ever. They would never call in.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I want to see someone that's actually doing better than us criticize us. I want to see a fucking somebody that actually has something tangible to their fucking name calling and criticize us. But they're not. Because most of the people that talk shit and criticize us are fucking losers, bro.
That's true.
They're fucking losers and they know it. 18-year-old niggas that haven't accomplished anything in life. Fucking triple chin motherfuckers. Idiots that are complaining about hookers. Like, bro, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like, these are the people that are talking shit. These are the people that literally have the most to say. The people that have the most to say normally have nothing to their name. When you have the most to say, that means you really have nothing.
Guys I know with money and status and success, they don't have time to sit here and, oh, bro, you don't go to the gym enough. You're not fit enough. Nigga, what?
That's why I dropped that Audible. Drop your Instagram. Oh, shit. Nigga start getting scared, bro.
Yo, this is why, bro, I don't waste time.
Drop your IG. Drop your LinkedIn. Fucking terrified. That should tell you something.
Business first.
Nigga went and sent my girl went on a trip when she went to the beach. Are you fucking stupid?
And also, Angie's vetted, bro. If there was even a question.
She went to the beach?
She wouldn't go. She's vetted, bro. She knows the mission. She understands how to complete a task. She understands what to do, how to move. See, y'all niggas weird, man. This is why, bro, showing your girl online sometimes, it's weird because niggas be like, oh, look at this. This thing's out of place.
Yeah, but why is he watching Angie's IG, though?
Because he has no life.
even I don't watch that shit.
Niggas be weirdos, bro. And then I said, you know what? Drop your shit. Don't got nothing to say, bro.
I don't know if Instagram, bro. Of LinkedIn. Casper. Hey there. Not a hater, but I do want to push back on not having female friends. Bro, that's common sense, man. Push the male friends. Man of God, WFNF. Shout out to you, bro. SpongeBob says, yo, Big Mo, I've been waiting on the line. Perhaps I called the wrong number. The one showed on the bottom right, right? What's the number for the call-ins? We got
and,
him or no?
And no E on Mo, and no, he didn't.
Okay.
You'll see the picture.
All right.
Who's up next?
Well, Chris.
We got Custom Club says, for the dude who is alone, I suggest get into the car scene. I agree as well. Great way to find high-value friends, and you can go to Exotic Meats to network. Speaking from experience, that's MK Annie. I agree 100%.
Yo, find this fucking idiot 360, whatever. I want to see who
he is. Ness says, Edgar, looks like my little pony's pony. With them twinkle toes. What the fuck? What up, Neff? M. Candy says, okay, yeah, we're doing already. Cool. We have as well. Jacob says, us Latinos don't claim him. L. Edgar, he thought he was really cooking. Yeah, cooking nothing. Jazzy says, hey, guys, is there ever a circumstance where filing bankruptcy is a decent move? To wipe the slate clean, if credit card accounts are already closed, thanks for guys keep leading from the front. That's the last stance for... getting your stuff reset. I mean, if you can avoid it, don't do it. But if you have to, by all means, that's what you got to do. But I would recommend not to do it at all. Punisher says, that wasn't soap on Edgar's face. That was jizz that he spread all over. What the fuck? After you finish blowing Tyrone in gas station, close the bathroom. All right. Yesley says, caller got no game. Just say that. True. Last Hellbender says, react to the soy Indian who criticized you about your preference. We don't dabble in the dark. Shaniqua's comment, more violent crime than an Asian man. Laugh my ass off.
What?
Okay. Wizzy says, hey, FNF, I'm 18 years old trying to make something out of myself out here in Canada. Still don't understand why y'all think it's a bad place. All I have is one question. How do I find my purpose? Because what got me going was to make my parents retire, but it doesn't feel like much. I've kind of hit a wall, so please tell me how to overcome this. The Canada is kind of like the place where you don't end up because there's so many rules and the government's really messed up. What I would say is that, like, at least in Canada, you still can make some money, but if you can't get out as soon as possible, of your purpose, bro, you need to think about it for yourself. Sit by yourself when you're alone, write it down, look at different things online, and at that point, bro, make a plan for yourself. Guestly says, just FYI, to the 40-year-old talking about hell, just a heads up for y'all. No one goes to hell after they die being evil. It's punishment, really, after death. Hell's after resurrection. I mean, kind of, but you're still going to hell after, anyway. Street Hood says, shout from Montreal, be killing it on sugar sites since COVID, W. Question Marion, how do y'all get through the request invite message filter on Instagram? When messaging women, not being followed. Guys, this is a new feature from Instagram where you send a message and it's filtered first. What you got to do is just wait, sit there and wait, because at that point, she's going to see it, and if she responds to you, she likes you. If she doesn't respond, it's a dub, so it's what it is. Galad says, part one, just saw the episode about Coach Red Pill, Rest in Power. Needs to make a statement here. These bums are complaining about $20 a month for life-saving content. Y'all need to shut the fuck up and go make some more money. Okay, your priorities in order. I was in a very dark place in the beginning of 2023. The four individuals that pulled me out of that helped me get my life back on track were Andrew, Tristan, Tate, and Myron and Walter.
Yeah, shout out to Walt.
Shout out to you, bro. Part two. Not only that, but they gave you the game, TJ and Vice, a modern sexual marketplace when they're interviewing these hoes like three nights a week. Myron and Walt have saved lives and are sitting here complaining like a bunch of, or you guys are sitting here complaining like a bunch of Karens at a coffee shop. Support the guys that give you nothing but free value. If they ask for your minor monetary amount to continue, it's not about the platform. I especially watch everything on Rumble because the quality is so good. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that, man. Part three. Cancel Club was and currently is a way to support these gentlemen while they're demonetized, and they gave you even more content over there. Quit your bitching and support the Men's Life Change of Podcast, known as Fresh and Fit, W. Myron, W. Walter, and the entire FNF team. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, bro. What's up? Thanks, brother.
FNF cooked these clowns. All right. on behalf of all Latinos who do not claim Edgar hair having and his light-up Skechers, throwing up gang signs while putting on his sister's face cream. You know that was a no sabu kid, never seen any gang-related activity except for the one his girl gets in trains. You know for sure he's blue pill. These pendejos es un marica sin huevos. Okay? Haters need to know themselves.
Yeah, show themselves.
Yeah, bro. Yo, I'm. It's not much. Yo, just drop your Instagram. It's not that crazy.
I don't know any millionaire out there that would sit here
and let some broke
people
talk shit
that don't have anything talk shit to them. Nigga, I could care less, but we do it for you guys in the chat.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So all we're asking, yo, you want to call into the show? Because they're not paying. These fucking broke niggas are not paying. We're just putting them in.
And I wonder.
Drop your fucking Instagram.
What have you accomplished in life? I mean, nothing. Honestly.
Yeah.
When
hey,
Minor
Fresh, what kind of products do you use for beard maintenance?
I don't use anything.
Johnny Bravo is actually really good. I use that.
My company pays my insurance, which pays my therapist an exorbitant amount of my weekly sessions with her. She's helped me off the ledge during some seriously dark times. Is my therapist just a grifter looking for a payday off my sadness, or does she genuinely want to help me, or can both things be true? It could be both, bro.
Could be both, bro.
Can y'all bring back the accountant Colombian from Wednesday show with her man for couples therapy? Ain't no way he's okay with not smashing. I really fuck with the couples therapy shows. Work on some more. Okay,
okay.
I'll tell Icy. Hey, Wyron, did Miss 6 foot tall end up putting on real good? Don't worry, all incriminating evidence will be dismissed and thrown out. I got you, fam. All
Fresh right. Fit attorney.
Yeah. Fresh and Fit attorney. All right, who's up next?
How'd it go?
Nothing. Please pick up my phone call. I need advice on what to do for my future. I'm about to receive a life-changing amount of money due to...
We got you, brother.
That was from before. My Rumble 4 account question, can you have calluses on your hands and feet and still be considered lazy? Not really.
It's tough to get where you're working.
Please pick up my call to start off the show. I need advice. I spent $100 super chat, please. Oh, that's the guy from before.
We got you, bro.
Yeah, we answered this question. He was the first guy.
One. Yeah.
I'm a truck driver, and there was some progress when I started... But now I feel like I hit a wall. What can I do to make at least 2,000 extra a month that won't take too much time because I already work 14 hours?
Honestly, 2K extra a month? You could do multiple stuff, bro. We have Money Mondays. Tap into that as well. Anything online would be good for you, bro.
Yeah, you're going to have to sign online, 100%. Yeah.
Or if you're a trucker, bro.
Get some real estate, nigga.
Yeah, that's
it. There you go. Buy a real estate property. That will make your extra 2,000.
Yeah.
Fresh, don't let these idiots try to police your success. If you want to buy a Lambo, go ahead. You don't work this hard to push a RAV4. I hope you'll get richer. I don't even skip the ads, WFNF. Thank you.
You know what it is, bro? Back in Barbados, I didn't even know what a Lambo was. I had no idea what cars were like in America like that. I had no idea like what you could achieve here. And I feel like in Barbados, I had like pretty good cars. But come here, it's like, bro, I can have access to different cars. I love cars, man. It's a passion for me. So me buying cars is a passion I love. And I turn it into a business. That's why I have all these cars, guys. So...
Got an offer to buy the company that I worked for $125K. Would that be good options to get that amount? Got good credit, side business. I don't know if the business loan is an option, a house to my name. It's up to you, bro. If you feel like you can make it even more profitable, pick it up. But if not, then, you know, they might be dumping it on you because they don't want to deal with it.
That's true.
God bless you, Fresh, for dealing with whining dudes like this and dumb hoes on the daily. Y'all, some OG gangsters doing God's work.
Bro, who does
that,
bro?
Yeah, I mean, yo, guys, there's no other big YouTube channel that lets randoms call into their show, bro.
Facts.
That would never fucking happen. That would never, ever fucking happen. And the fact that we let them call in and talk shit, I mean, that's a whole other thing. And, like, we let them talk shit. All I'm asking is, like, yo, drop your shit, man. You want to go ahead and call
year,
in?
New year,
new rules,
standards.
Nigga. We want, bro, honestly, after seeing this loser, Edgar,
yeah,
bro,
Edgar,
that's a majority of people that got something negative to say, bro.
Yeah.
That's the real talk. And Fresh, you're actually right, bro. All of our friends that make money, none of them niggas will sit there and let Brokies talk to them like this.
Never, bro.
Ever. Ever.
Actually, they'll curse you out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you?
What the fuck, yeah, bro.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, all of our rich friends or influencer friends, real estate investors, et cetera. Yo,
I will never forget,
bro. Them niggas don't even talk to regular people.
Yo.
They don't even want to be around them. Like,
yo.
Us, we still stop and talk, but, like, we don't think, like, we're fucking
I'll never
better
forget,
than anybody.
Bro.
But, like, when these motherfuckers want to call in to talk shit, then it's all gloves are off, bro.
Yo, Wes Watson, bro. Oh, my God. What's saying this nigga fucked up. He called, I think he either was on a live or whatever, or this guy came up to him. Nigga, talking shit. Oh, my God, bro. Let's watch that nigga, bro. Because, like, dude, who the fuck are you? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He don't play.
Yeah, man. So it's just like, bro, like, we're the only YouTubers that, like, let haters actually call in. So all I'm saying is, like, yo, just show yourself.
Because
it's entertaining for y'all, too. Come on, man. You niggas got it, man, the chat. That y'all,
they like
the haters. No, I'm saying it's entertaining for them to see what they look like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The roasting.
But the thing is that... They could maybe tolerate that. I think after they saw roast Edgar, they were like,
nah.
Wait, that 360 nigga was like, no. I don't know. Man, some fucking dumbass kid. But yeah, bro, after they saw us roast that nigga, they were like, I'm not showing my
bro.
Shit.
Hell no.
Yo, man, I wanted 360 to fucking to show himself, bro. Like, I literally, yo, I don't give a fuck. Oh, what receipts you got, nigga? What receipts you got?
Yo, I
show you guys my fucking financial shit. Well, there's nothing they can expose me on. Y'all know my real name. Y'all know what I did for work. I'm transparent as fuck. There's nothing that this fucking loser can expose me on, bro. Like,
yo, I just seen Edgar just now.
that, bro? Edgar! Yeah.
Like someone's
niggas
auntie,
like
bro?
That talking shit, bro.
Okay,
bro,
guys.
You think I had the light up sketches?
Bro. Girl here. Are we out of here?
Yeah, we got one more chat to read.
One more chat? Cool.
Three more chats to read.
Man, I really wanted that nigga.
Come on, man. We have the girls waiting.
360. Yarrow says,
you couldn't find a shit, Bills?
I got a guess, but it's not for sure. There's one following, like, on the account they sent.
Yeah.
Like, there's one person following Pressure Fit. His name is Lance, but it's on private.
You can't see a face or nothing?
I can see you. I can show you the face.
Pull it up. Let's see. This might be the guy, guys. This might be him.
What if it isn't, though?
Yeah, what if it's...
Yeah, no.
He gonna get roasted.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, we know you're 3,000.
All right. Okay, Yarrow says, what about Red Pill Sons and Blue Pill Mothers? Mom had me at 17, been making six figures since 20, and thinks I need an older woman with money. I said, hell no, we argued, and I just stopped talking to them. I'm 27. I mean, that's kind of like a finesse, bro, a woman with money, but she's going to rule you, bro. She's going to control you, so that's an L.
Yeah.
You're going to be our boy toy. Crypto Davis says, you guys should click segments from this show to share an after-hours gatherings so the girls know that you are just critical
here.
Of
they're
men.
Here. They just heard me yelling at them.
Yeah, no, they
anyway, never mind. I'm calling to the FNF team. Will it be possible to catalog and organize the facts, stats, and definitions of things that are mentioned in the show so that when Myron or Fresh need them, it could be showed on the screen? Big up FNF.
We have a catalog of facts and data, a list of
stuff.
We
got to re-up that thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Myron or Fresh, just wanted some finance advice about my current situation. I'm in the Cal currently.
Guys, we're going to do Zoom calls in Castle Club for you guys once a month. If you need that much advice, we got you guys, no problem. We'll handle it there if we have to hurry up the stream because we got to go do the girls' show now. So that's it for now. Okay. Good show, man.
What, Mo?
What?
One is $100 from Castle Club.
Castle Club? All right,
yes.
We got you, bro. We got you.
I'm sending it right now.
We got you guys, man, Castle Club.
It just now came in right now.
Yo, just because... Also down 30 pounds.
Shout out to Vaughn.
Vaughn Brathwaite. Yeah, Vaughn's been around for a while, man.
He's been a long-time supporter, man. Shout out to you, Vaughn.
Cool, dude.
Shout out to you, my friend.
Shout out to you, bro.
Cool. All right, guys. We'll be back with some lovely ladies here. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm really fucking mad that those two guys didn't want to drop their IGs. But, I'm really... Like, yo, I wanted to see it, man. I really wanted to see it, bro. And I wanted to hear what that other idiot had to say, bro.
He wanted to show his male lipstick.
I have receipts.
Yeah.
Receipts of a what, nigga?
No. We know they don't got receipts. Bro.
They don't, bro.
They never do. But my thing is, like, because our shit is transparent. Like, there's nothing that they can expose that hasn't already been exposed. What I'm saying, though, is that I wanted him to fucking show himself, bro. He's such a coward.
I'm scared, bro. It's all fine.
Right. Well, anyway, new rule. You niggas want to call in a hate? Cool. But you got to show yourself. All right, guys. We'll catch you guys back here with some lovely ladies. Peace.
Peace.